It's time for high school football coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
Already week number 7, and tonight a Big East and huge Class 3A district showdown. It's senior night, the final home game for the Holton Wildcats as they host the Hiawatha Redhawks. Holton's 3-3, Hiawatha is 2-4, but Holton has two losses already in district play. Hiawatha with one league loss, but they have Hayden on the schedule awaiting next week. Welcome to our broadcast on a gorgeous Friday night for football. I'm Justin Fluke. I'll be joined by Mike Tanking here coming up later this evening. Well, Holton and Hiawatha, the series has been pretty lopsided as of late. In fact, Holton defeated Hiawatha 35-14 a year ago and has now won 23 consecutive games against the Redhawks. But Hiawatha having a much better season despite no wins in Big East play. Hiawatha has a couple wins outside of league as they whipped Marysville in week 2, and then they're coming off a big win last week at Oskaloosa 56-13. So a Redhawk team now under second year head coach in Wyatt Giroux that is playing with more confidence and excitement. Even their losses this year, actually, by comparable scores, the losses against Sabetha and Jeff West were better for Hiawatha than they were for Holton when they lost those two games to the Blue Jays and the Tigers as well. Holton led by 30th-year head coach Brooks Barta. His team struggled mightily on the defensive side of the football. They're coming off a 53-22 loss to Hayden last week. So the winner of this game is pretty much a lock in the playoffs. The loser of this game may not make the playoffs. So that's what's on the line as Hiawatha has Perry LeCompton still coming up in a district game next week. They've lost to Hayden and Jeff West. Holton has lost to Hayden and Jeff West in district play here this season as well. We'll visit with both head coaches. Seth Tollefson will talk to Wyatt Giroux for the Redhawks, and I'll have a visit with Holton coach Brooks Barta. It's all coming up on our pregame show. Countdown to kickoff here in week number 7, high school football, continuing on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. I am welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha for over 53 years.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive-through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive-through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network. Well, we're gearing up here for the week number 7 matchup between the Wildcats and the Redhawks, as we're joined now by head coach Wyatt Giroux, coach of the visitors from Hiawatha at Holton here tonight. And coach, you come into tonight with a couple of wins, coming off a win at Oskaloosa here this past Friday, but you go into a team against Holton who's lost two straight, and you're talking about a perennial power in the Big East League and a team that Hiawatha has struggled with for quite a long time. And at the same time, though, you've got a lot of kids who have stepped up their senior year. They seem to have a shot maybe this year where this could be. It was a competitive game last year. Things are pointing to another competitive game this year. What do you guys have to do to get a win against the Wildcats here tonight?
Well, it's going to start up front. And like what you said, our seniors, and they've done a great job. And all week I've told them, I told Lane, I told Gabe, I told Tegan, I told Jacob, I told Rafe, Jarek. I said, look, guys, if we're going to win this game, it's going to be because of you guys up front. Offense and defensive line, you guys are older, more experienced than them, and this is where it starts. Two teams that same philosophy, different little style of offense, but same philosophy on offense. We're going to run the ball 95% of the time, and let's see who wins it.
Yeah, you brought that up. I was going to ask you about that because you've seen some spread offense a few different times against Oskaloosa, Jeff West, and even a little bit against Marysville and Hayden some, but you don't get that with Holton. You're going to see them pound the ball similar to what Sabetha did. How does that look, like I said, on defense? That up front's going to be huge. What else do you need to see out of your defense then to be able to hold that running game in check for the Wildcats?
We just have to do our assignment, kind of similar to what we did against Sabetha, another great team with a great offensive line and defensive line. We're just going to have to control our gap and not try to do something that we're not supposed to do on that given play. And that's what we're going to have to do and tackle those big guys on their big backs on defense. And then on offense, we just got to stay on our tracks and block to the whistle.
All right, offensively, you guys actually pretty similar in the way you guys operate, maybe a little different style, but at the same time, a lot of running, a lot of misdirection sometimes with your offense. But what do you see on offense being important tonight? You talk about the line on defense, clearly going to be big on offense too, but anybody that needs to step up tonight on the offensive side?
We cannot have four turnovers. Last year we had four turnovers. We had three fumbles and a pick. And we played great two quarters, but those four turnovers killed us. And this we have to play clean football. The penalties have killed us all year, and we're trying and to fix that. Subbing kids out, coaching them up, subbing them back in. But we're going to need not only the big guys up front, but our quarterback take care of the football, and Ethan Morgan get ready to carry the ball 25 times.
Gotcha. Sounds like you guys have a strategy ready to go for tonight's game. Again, another tough one. Again, not only is it senior night here in Holton tonight, but it's a Big East battle. It's a district game, so a lot on the line tonight. Good luck against the Wildcats tonight, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Again, that's Coach Wyatt Giroux, the head coach for the Hiawatha Redhawks. We'll be back with the pregame show continuing as Justin Fluke will talk with head coach Brooks Barta of the Holton Wildcats right after this.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know 1 in 8 women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer? The good news?
When caught early, the 5-year survival rate is nearly 99%. Early detection is key, and Sabetha Community Hospital is here to help. We're proud to offer state-of-the-art 3D mammograms, which provide a clear view to help detect breast cancer early. Don't wait. Call 785-284-2121 to schedule your mammogram today.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
Pines of Holton. This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products, medication administration, bathing, 3 meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility is like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Buying or selling a home? Don't do it alone. Work with someone who knows the market inside and out. I'm Sarah Fox, Stone & Story Real Estate, and I specialize in helping people just like you find their dream home or receive top dollar when it's time to sell. From first tours to closing day, your continued leader in the industry in marketing and service, I'll guide you every step of the way with local expertise, proven results, and service you can trust as you have for over 20 years. Sarah Fox Team, find us online.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Holton High Schools. Our pregame continues. Holton and Hiawatha tonight here on KNZA. Big district showdown. We're joined now by Holton head coach Brooks Barta. Wildcats coming off a 53-22 loss to Hayden last week. Holton now 1-2 in district play, getting set for their final home game of the season here tonight. But coach, going back to last week, did some good things offensively. 22 points. You fumbled at the 1-yard line, had two other fumbles inside your own 30. So offensively, a lot to like. Defensively, the struggles kind of continued. I guess looking back at the Hayden game, what were your biggest takeaways from last week with back-to-back losses and how you try to turn things around here going into Hiawatha tonight?
I thought offensive line played a lot better and has made some progress. We're really not happy with our defensive front and the way they're playing, so we got to get that fixed now, and then we can move in the right direction.
So what is it? You mentioned the defensive front, but obviously, you know, quite a few pass yards allowed again to Hayden, a very explosive type team. What are your biggest concerns on the defensive side of the football overall right now?
Well, we just aren't playing hard enough, and it's hard to say if we just don't know what we're doing or we don't know how to play hard yet. So those are the things we're trying to figure out. And even if you're making mistakes, you got to play fast and you got to play hard, and we're just not doing that, so the mistakes are really showing up big. We're not overcoming that with hustle.
You still ran for, I think over 6 yards a carry, over 300 yards, still very balanced again. You're even able to break another long touchdown run in this game as Corbin Wilson got free on a 48-yard run. So what about from the skill position on your side of the ball offensively? Are you happy with the balance, continued some big plays, and what can help you get to the next level offensively?
Yeah, I think overall we feel like we're clicking pretty good on offense. And, as we continue to play, we got to continue to get bigger plays and we got to have fewer, lost yardage and short game plays. But I think probably close to playing well enough in that game offensively. We just have to get some stops and put them in more long yardage situations. And sometimes your best defense is to play good offense. And I think we can put those kind of drives together.
Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta. Holton hosting Hiawatha here in week number 7. It is a district game and pretty important. Of course, every game is important in district play, but now with a couple district losses to Jeff West and Hayden, probably a pretty good sense of urgency at practice this week, huh, Coach?
Well, it certainly makes a difference in your placement in the first round of the playoffs, and I don't know if it'll be a big difference if we continue to advance, but we just really need to focus on playing harder and being a better team, and I would just like to see this team play at the level that I think they're capable of, and we've only done that in spurts. We got to be consistent with that.
Let's talk about Hiawatha. I mean, they only lost to Jeff West 12-7. They only lost to Sabetha 15-0. I mean, they've got a couple wins. Seems like they're playing a lot better. What have you seen on tape, and what differences might there be in the Red Hawk team we face here Friday night?
Well, they're big. You know, they're really big up front, and that can be a challenge for us on both sides of the ball. And they've played some teams that are similar to us and done a good job defending them. And then offensively, you have to be really disciplined against them or they're going to make you pay. You can't give up a long dive for a touchdown or let the quarterback hit the alley for a long touchdown. You got to make them earn it. And they've been pretty good at earning it on offense and gaining first downs.
You mentioned confidence, and I think, you know, the start of this game may be pretty big. I mean, I felt like against Perry LeCompton kind of started fast, maybe against Royal Valley as well, but kind of playing from behind the last couple weeks has been a challenge. It would seem like, you know, the first quarter of this game might be pretty important for both teams.
Yeah, I think we need to get off to a fast start, and it doesn't feel like we've had one of those games where we got a couple breaks or people made mistakes for us and gave us some opportunities. We've had to kind of earn everything that we've done. So, you know, you just got to get out there and play hard and play fast the first play and see what you can make happen. You know, we got to get better at fighting adversity.
Hopefully a good solid four quarters and especially a good start to the ball game. Best of luck against Hiawatha. Coach, thanks for your time.
I was expecting this to be a really
good
close
Coach Brooks Barta, 30th year head man for the Holton Wildcats.
Teams
we get
come in with
tonight's Big East district battle here in week 7 between
Holton,
Hiawatha and Holton. More pregame coming up on the MSC Sports
tonight.
Radio Network.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire and Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're here for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire and Holton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire and Holton.
Can't hear enough great things about Tim from the
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Service. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. Tap more than the differences in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Start your martial arts journey today. Taylor Martial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at HelloMartialArts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back, industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with the good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16+6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back to Holton High School. It still hasn't cooled off tremendously for this high school football season, but a little cooler tonight than it's been a couple of the previous Friday evenings. We've got a great district and Big East League matchup here tonight as the Holton Wildcats play their final home game of the season at senior night festivities just a little while ago, and welcoming in the Hiawatha Redhawks to town in their visiting white uniforms tonight under Coach Wyatt Giroux. As Hiawatha comes in 2-4 with a couple non-league victories against Marysville in week 2 and then beating off Delusa 56-13 last week. But as we look at this matchup, you know, at this point of the season, we can look at some comparable scores, and I think that's part of the intrigue for this matchup tonight as Holton lost to Jeff West by 10, 27-17, and lost to Hayden 53-22, but they lost to Sabetha back in week 1, 28-16. And Hiawatha, they only lost to Sabetha 15-0. They only lost to Jeff West by 5. That was a 12-7 score just a couple weeks ago. So Hiawatha, in all essence, really, by the final score anyway, has played Jeff West and Sabetha tougher than the Wildcats have here this season. A Holton team that's struggling a little bit on the defensive side, giving up over 29 points per game this season. The Hiawatha defense only giving up about 24 points per contest here so far this season. Offensively, Holton has been a little bit better. The Wildcats are churning things offensively, averaging still nearly 400 yards a game rushing and scoring 26 points per game. So Holton has still been pretty efficient and good on the offensive end. And Hiawatha offensively this season has seen an uptick as well. They're averaging 256 yards per game, 232 on the ground, and 24 yards per game through the air. So Hiawatha, like Holton, not a team that's going to throw it much. In fact, Hiawatha's completed just 10 passes all season. Holton has completed 3 of 8. And in fact, the Wildcats haven't completed a pass since all the way back in week number 2. So this is another game, Mike Tanky, that the possessions could be minimal. Certainly mistakes will be magnified and might be a pretty quick game tonight as both these teams really want to control the line of scrimmage and the tempo. Hiawatha, a very big team. In fact, maybe one of the biggest Holton has seen all year, that battle in the trenches. And I think the start of this contest is ultra important for both teams here tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be the focus tonight is what do the trenches look like? And you look at the Holton team last week against Hayden. Holton moved Hayden. They actually moved the football well. They scored 3 touchdowns at over 300 yards rushing, just had some untimely turnovers. Question is, can they move Hiawatha and their size up front? That'll be something to watch early.
We'll continue with our pregame show as we get you the starting lineups to get set for the opening kickoff next. It's 3-3 Holton, 2-4 Hiawatha, but a huge district game here tonight. Our pregame show will continue after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Now that the last game of the season is upon us, we'd like to reflect and give our thanks and gratitude to the coaches, athletes, band members, and cheer teams that gave their absolute best this season. A special thank you as well to all you seniors who'll be playing your last game with us. We appreciate you. So let's go and make it one to remember. Have a great game, and even more importantly, have fun.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to Holton High School, week 7 of the football season. Justin Fluke along with Mike Tank, Seth Olivson in house, Logan Peterson and Macy Will on our production crew tonight as the captains have met at midfield. Looks like we're going to avoid rain, or even more so, avoid any lightning or bad weather here tonight as it's cooled off and turned into a great night for high school football. We were talking about some of the keys to this matchup, the line of scrimmage, and the start of this being ultra important for both these. And we talked about Holton's winning streak against Hiawatha, but remember in this game last year, it was Hiawatha that played much, much better. They had a lead in the first half. Clay Holton would come back and take the victory 35-14, but a game in which Hiawatha turned the football over four times. Mentioned another key with limited possessions that love to run the football. They can't avoid turnovers. Holton found that out last week themselves with three fumbles against the Hayden Wildcats that have them, like Hiawatha, with two district losses already on the season, amplifying tonight's contest here tonight.
Yeah, that's a huge mention right there, Justin. Is winner of this game is going to finish third in the district. The loser is going to be fourth in the district. And what's that mean? Well, third place gets to play the neighboring district second place team on the road, but the fourth place team in this district will play the neighboring district champion. And so a much tougher week 9 game for the loser of this game tonight. So big things on the line. Both teams excited. Should be a fun one here tonight in Holton.
Even one other thing to back up your point about the third and fourth seats, Tank, is that it's no gimme for these teams, even if they lose, that they're in, because Hiawatha has to play Perry next week. If somehow Perry would beat Hiawatha, but Hiawatha would beat Holton here tonight, you could have a three-way tie for those 3, 4, and 5 spots in the bottom of this district. That's what Brooks Barta was telling his team this week, saying, if you don't win this game, you don't control your own destiny to even be in the playoffs. Because if you lose this one, and then Hiawatha would go and lose to Perry, it's a three-way tie. Tiebreakers get involved, and, you know, at that point, it's anybody's guess. So, big game, no doubt, here tonight. As Holton won the coin toss, deferred to the second half, Hiawatha will get the football first with their quarterback Carson Henry having a great year and coming off a tremendous game with 164 rushing yards against Oskaloosa, so adding a whole other dimension to this Hiawatha offense. Ethan Morton, their senior tailback, has been great all year, 670 yards on the season. He ran for over 200 and had 4 touchdowns against Oskaloosa last week. Michael Jensen is the leading receiver with 8 catches. Raylan Siebenmorgan, a 6'6 target, just a year for the Redhawks. We'll see as well Sean Gentry for the Hiawatha offense that has Jeremy Shoemaker as a sophomore at center. Rafe Sheets, a junior, and Gabe Johnson, a senior, are the guards. Tackles for Hiawatha, Lane Kessler and Tegan Diller, both seats in a very big offensive line for the Redhawks. Corbin Wilson has it teed up, and we are underway in week 7 in this Big East District game. Kick is deep, taken inside the 5-yard line, returned at the 10, 15, across the 20 on the far side. Across the 25 goes Michael Jensen. It'll be decent starting field position for the Redhawks. Pearson Cyphers among the blue jerseys over there with Tucker Terry making the special teams tackle for the home team in blue.
My question for this Holton defense, Justin, is how will they tackle in space? That's been a problem and a question mark all year. And if you win the line of scrimmage, win in the trenches, you may not have to find out against a rushing team like Hiawatha. Question is, can Hiawatha find some running lanes, some creases, and force Holton to tackle in space?
Caleb McCrory, Andrew Keithley, and Cody Rodriguez, the 3-down linemen for Holton, and there's movement and a flag before the first snap of the game. Eli Hines and Grant Warner on the outside backer positions. Got Kale Frazier and Cameron Wheeler in the middle for Holton. Corners are Andrew Shoup and Caden Gale will start out in a cornerback spot tonight with number 62 on. Safeties are Landon Hernandez and Corbin Wilson. Normally we've seen more of Wilson in the corner and Gale on the safety spot. See if they change alignments here after this first penalty before the snap of the night.
They waved that flag off, Justin. They were going to call an illegal substitution, but there were indeed 11 players on the field, so wipe it off. No flag.
Carson Henry under the center. That's Shoemaker that'll snap it. Motion to the near side, and now there is movement as McCrory comes across. And this five-yard penalty will be encroachment against the Wildcats, giving Hiawatha free 5 yards, getting their drive here at their own 28-yard line.
Almost jumped on the first play and came of it, but then did jump on the second play. First down and 5, Holton with an early penalty. Hiawatha with an opportunity getting ahead of the pace on first down.
Down and 5, just one man in the backfield. He gets it straight ahead. Morton breaking some tackles. He's got a first down across the 40, backing his way. Clear up close to the 43-yard line. Great run by Ethan Morton. Start of this game presented by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Bob Schwartz Financial in Hiawatha. Good game there on the first play.
Yeah, just a straight dive for Ethan Morton, their leading rusher, and he gets 10 yards. Pretty good sign for Hiawatha, getting 10 yards between the tackles on their first play of the game.
Morton averaging 8 yards per carry. Two receivers to the right. Hiawatha going right to left. Here's the option keep and around the right side. Forward for a gain of about 3 is Carson Henry. It was tackled by Andrew Keithley and Caleb McCrory. Kale Frazier in there as well. He's a leading stopper for the Wildcat defense with nearly 60 tackles on the season. Gain of 3 yards on that play for the Redhawks. The wind not a factor tonight, but not as if either team be putting this football in the air too much this evening. Hiawatha going to take their time in and out of the huddle. Jensen comes to the near side on a 2nd and 7. Redhawks have it at their own 41-yard line. Motion to the right. The play goes to Morton looking for room. Wiggles his way for a couple yards. Going to bring up a 3rd down and still about 5 yards to go. Rodriguez and Kel Frazier are the tacklers for Holton, and might be almost 6 to go here for Hiawatha on this snap from their own 47-yard line.
Yeah, based off the spot, just a gain of 1 yard, so 3rd down and 6 coming up. Hiawatha yet to try to attack the perimeter, everything been between the tackles on their first 3 plays.
3rd down play for the Redhawks for their first 3-win season since 2021 here tonight. 3rd down and 6, hard count. Now the snap, option, but blown off and tackled in the backfield. Eli Hines sacks Carson Henry, who was trying to get the option game going, but Hines was in the backfield in a heartbeat. It's a 3-yard loss and bringing up 4th down and long.
Eli Hines, a kid that's really come on at that defensive end position for Holton, just shot the gap and able to go low on the quarterback Carson Henry as they tried to run the option to the near side. It's a loss of 3, forcing a 4th down and a punt.
Nathan Moore is the kicker and punter for the Redhawks from their own 43-yard line here on 4th and 9 are in punt formation. Cannon Segenhagen, a Holton sophomore, awaits at his own 25 to return the punt. Play 2.5 minutes, a bit of a high snap, but the punt is away. Good high hang time. Fair catch called for and made by Segenhagen at the 25. So Hiawatha picked up 1 first down, but has to punt. And now Holton's first offensive possession starting at their own 25-yard line.
A 32-yard punt, no return. Said Hiawatha able to get a 1st down and at least flip the field position just a little bit before Holton gets their first possession at their own 25.
Alec Frazier, the senior quarterback, his twin brother Kale's the fullback, Andrew Shoup and Corbin Wilson, tailbacks. All those guys are seniors, along with one tight end, Landon Hernandez. Sophomore Grant Warner, the other tight end.
It has a balanced backfield. Everybody gets their share in the Holton backfield in the wishbone.
Eli Hines will snap it. Altoff and Rodriguez are the guards. McCrory and Windsor are the tackles. Give to the second man through, but hit pretty quickly. Taken down after a short gain is Corbin Wilson. Leads Holton in touchdowns and yardage on the season. Have Shoup with over 600 yards, Alec Frazier with over 500 yards, Corbin Wilson over 600, and Kale Frazier nearly 400 yards rushing. So all the guys that can certainly carry it. Holton gains three there on the first down play. Second and seven, moving left to right, double tight, wishbone set. Iowa, a lot of guys in the box. Here's the give to Wilson. Backs his way after initial contact. Flag comes in. That'll stop clock here for a moment with penalty to sort out.
A couple flags, one from the referee, one from the umpire. Probably saw the same thing. My guess is a holding there against Holton, and indeed that will be the call. 10-yard penalty, and they'll replay second down.
Holton had been better the last week or two in terms of penalties. It was something that hurt him early in the season, especially trailing some offensive drives. Tanking our white hat tonight. Is that his son that's the back judge as well?
Sons, actually. Marshall's the line judge on the far side, and Reese is the back judge. Josh was telling me earlier this season his average age is about 24 years old on his crew, and Josh brings that age average up by a lot. Bunch of young kids with him out there.
Here's the handoff to the fullback. Kel Frazier fighting for a couple extra yards. He gets up to the 22. Going to be about a four-yard gain, but still third and long. Still third and over 13 yards for Holton. They try to overcome the 10-yard holding penalty on their first possession. Like Frazier's gotten most all of his yards running the option this season. Score here in the first quarter. Holton's first possession. Break up the wishbone with the slot. That shoop on the left side. Alec Frazier gets the low snap. Wants to run the option. Pitches it early. Corbin Wilson to the perimeter. Got a block. He's at the 30. Steps up and may have a first down as he takes it across the 35-yard line. A solid perimeter run as the pitch came out early. Chasing down was Gus Smith, making the stop for the Hiawatha defense. But on third and 13, an option play gives Holton a first down.
It's disappointing for Hiawatha. You force Holton into a third and long, and you figure if you can do that tonight, you might have some success. You probably also know that the perimeter option game is coming on third and long, and Holton still executes it. They get 13 yards and a first down.
Thrown 35-yard line now. Here's Frazier coming to the near side. And he's going to be spun around at the 41, maybe gets up to the 42. Torrey, one of the tackles, pulling out here on the perimeter blocking. It's a solid gain of over 6 yards on that first down carry for the fullback, Alec Frazier.
Last play was an option where Alec was able to pitch the ball to a running back. This is a design quarterback keep. There was no option play at all. He was the runner on that play, tucked it, and he got 7 yards way ahead of the sticks on first down.
Clock approaching the 7-minute mark here in a scoreless first quarter. Holton's opening possession, moving left to right in the home blues. Ball fumbled on the snap. It looks like a Holton, maybe fullback, got on it. Ball didn't really ever get to Alec Frazier, and the fullback, Kale, able to dive on it. So it was 2nd and 3, and no gain on that play as the bobbled snap will make it 3rd down and 3. Holton at their own 42-yard line.
Never want to see a bobbled snap dismantle a play like that, but at least it was 2nd and 3, so it doesn't maybe dismantle the drive if you can still convert on 3rd and short here.
6th play of the possession, Holton converted 3rd and 13 a moment ago. Much shorter here on 3rd down, and they will give to the second man through. Shoop is met near the line of scrimmage, fighting for a first down, and forward progress may have it up to the 46-yard line. Lane Kessler is the tackler for Hiawatha with some help from Gabe Johnson, but just the yardage enough needed as Holton moves the 6 here up to their own 46.
Needed 3, and he got 4. Run there by Andrew Shoup, his first carry of the night.
Aiden Gales checked in, replacing Brody Altoff as the right guard. Alec Frazier checking the call from the sideline here. First down, Holton from their own 46. Midway point of the first quarter. Frazier now shaking it off. Wilson's here in the slot on the right. Hiawatha's got 6 down linemen, 3 backers in there as well. Here's Shoup protecting that football, but not getting much yards. Maybe a couple. Up to the 47 or 8. That time it was Pagan Diller leading the Red Hawk defensive charge, and Rafe Sheets. Lineman do a good job up front. You got Johnson at 230, Sheets at 255, Kessler and Diller. A lot of beef up front as Holton unable to get but 1 yard on the first down carry.
Early on, Hiawatha doing a decent job between the tackles. I think the story for them tonight is how well are they going to be able to defend the perimeter as this game goes on.
2nd down and 9, another low snap. Counterplay to Shoup, who gets hit, and then it's going to be taken down by Gus Smith. Gain of a couple more to the 49, but back-to-back good plays by Hiawatha. As you see, Coach Giroux out there encouraging his team, liking the effort he sees from the defense. They forced another third down. Can they get off the field? Holton converted third and 13 and third and 3. This time for the Wildcats, they'll have third and about 7 yards to go.
They should be excited. Two really good plays on first and second down, forcing a third and long. Could be four down territory for Holton, but you got to expect probably the perimeter run coming here on third and long.
Just shy of midfield. Frazier goes on a hard, longer cadence this time. No movement up front. Fake to the fullback. Give to Wilson. It's across the 50 to the 48. So he gained three. It's going to be fourth and four. Now on the good side of the 50, Holton likely to go for it here on fourth down.
It's a fourth and three or less. It's going to be a four down situation for Holton. If you can keep him in fourth and five, six, seven, something like that, it could be punting situation. Holton's offense stays on the field here on fourth and three.
Came in averaging nearly 7 yards per carry on the ground. They will snap it and run the option. An early pitch is squeezed by Shoup. He's got a first down at the 40. Makes a cutback and was almost off, but a shoestring tackle saving made there by Ethan Morton. As again, the pitch was forced pretty quickly, but Shoup did a nice little juke move to make a man miss and get downfield for a big fourth down conversion.
Something with that option to the outside, Justin. Alec Frazier's done a nice job with those pitches this year. We haven't seen any of those on the turf. That was right in stride, and Andrew Shoup was able to cut it up, and just a shoestring tackle that saved a touchdown. A first down, though, for the Wildcat.
11th play of the drive. Here's the counter. Give it to Wilson, who's got room at the 30, near sideline, 20, to the 10, 5, touchdown. Corbin Wilson runs it in, his 8th touchdown of the year as Holton strikes first in week 7.
Flashbacks to last week. Corbin Wilson had a long touchdown run that looked a lot like that against Hayden. Nobody going to catch number 12 in the open field. He got to show the speed, and the Wildcats strike first here in the first quarter.
Holton has not kicked many PATs this season. They're going to try one here. They've mostly gone for two-point tries. Wilson just 3 of 4 with extra point attempts. But off the hold of Cannon Sagenhagen, going to try to tack on one more. The touchdown coming with 3:44 left in this first quarter. Good snap, hold, and Corbin Wilson, who has a strong leg, is true on the accuracy, and Holton leads 7-0. Both teams have had the football once. Holton with a touchdown. Hiawatha will get it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'm Zach Lancaster. I'm a lender at the Farmer State Bank. We can help to finance a new vehicle or boat and RV loans, motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The rates are competitive just like they are with our auto loans. Because we are a local bank, we have a lot of flexibility that other banks don't have when we're looking at financing. And that's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Holton. Justin Fluke along with Mike Tanking. We have Seth Tollefson, Logan Peterson, and Macy Will with us. Holton a 7-0 lead with that 11-play, 75-yard drive. Corbin Wilson took it the final 36 yards. Drive summary courtesy of Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire and Holton, online at WilsonTireKS.com.
A couple key moments on that drive. Justin Holton able to overcome a holding penalty and a third and long early on, and then they convert a fourth and short, fourth and three around midfield before the long touchdown run.
Jensen on another return, gets to the 20, 25, 30, far sideline, stays in across the 40, and up close to the 45. A nice, patient, but well-designed and blocked return, as the Redhawks will have great starting field position here on another good Michael Jensen kickoff return.
Field position again, you're right, and finding some running room on that far sideline. And Hiawatha out inside their 41-yard line. Very important for them to get something positive on this drive. They need to move the sticks a couple times. Not in desperate times yet to need a score necessarily, but need something positive here from their offense.
Holton just took 6 minutes off the clock on the previous possession. Here's a give straight ahead. A pretty good push as across the 45 up to the 47-yard line goes Ethan Morton. Picked up by Kale Frazier, Warner over there as well, but a healthy gain of 5 for Morton on first down.
Offense actually looked okay on their first drive, Justin, but it was the big play by Eli Hines on the option on third down that forced the punt last time.
Hiawatha goes quick. They give it to Smith, running right side. He stood up, but then dives forward for some extra yards, and it's going to be just one short of a first down. It'll be third and a yard. As Smith takes it close to the 50 here for Hiawatha on their second possession. 7-0 Holton as we go under 3 minutes to play in this first quarter. A couple defensive substitutions. In fact, three new linemen, Ian Windsor, Mikey Wilcott, and Thane Gross. So three new defensive linemen that check in for Holton. Here's the snap and the give right side, and didn't need but a yard, and I think he got two. Should be a Hiawatha first down. It would be their second one of the night. Indeed it is, before Kel Frazier made the stop. Ethan Morton to get on that carry for Hiawatha. They're in Holton territory here, down 7-0.
Holton subs some beef on that defensive line on the third down and one play, but Hiawatha still able to get the yard they needed, plus one more. Ethan Morton now four carries for 19 yards to lead the way for Hiawatha here in the first quarter.
Hiawatha with receivers to the left and the right, slot backs each way as well, give straight ahead, and a good gain on first down as Ethan Morton keeps those legs churning. He was being held onto, but got inside the 45-yard line to the 44 of Holton. Eden Gale helping finish off the play. Cameron Wheeler and Landon Hernandez were in there first. Gain of four that time for Morton on the straight gives up the middle.
Yeah, right away, if you're watching with us on the Holton and Hiawatha channels, just obviously a quick hitting offense for Hiawatha. They want to fire off. It's a lot of straight ahead stuff. Done a nice job here in the first quarter of moving the line of scrimmage forward.
Flying by just as we expected. Neither team's made a pass. It's our third total possession of the night. Hiawatha's second. Moved it across the midfield. Motion and the give again straight ahead. And off the pack goes Morton. Bounces it outside right. He's inside the 35, down to the 33. Great little bounce-out move there by Ethan Morton. Gale Frazier making the stop along with Cameron Wheeler, but it's another first down for the Redhawks.
It's a combination of resilience and keeping the feet pumping, and then also vision to bounce it out to the outside. Kind of a pile there in the middle, and then all of a sudden you saw 20 bounce it out. Hiawatha going quick, trying to get an illegal substitution, and they did.
The penalty flag as Holton tried to substitute. Mentioned Hiawatha going quick and going to get a free 5 yards. Heads-up play there by quarterback Carson Henry to see his situation and be able to take advantage of it.
Single substitution penalty, 5 yards. Big, that's first and five is always a welcome sight for an offense.
Wapas Jacob Gallagher, a senior in there at left tackle right now. First down and 5 yards to go. Third penalty against Holton here tonight. Motion to the right by Gentry. Gives straight ahead, and Morton breaks tackles and breaks another one at the 20. He's down to the 15, to the 10, and the ball came out. Holton says they recovered a fumble inside the 10-yard line. The officials will come in.
First down, Holton.
Did they motion?
Yes, the line judge there. I think that was actually Gus Smith on that carry, Justin. Got from the 28 all the way down to the 8, 9-yard line. It was going to be a 19-yard gain on the play. The ball came out late. Didn't tuck it. Ball knocked loose, and Holton able to turn him away inside the red zone.
Holton will have it inside their own 10-yard line, leading 7-0. Hiawatha, promising drive as it looked like they were about to tie this game, but the ball coughed out. Here's another low snap to Alec, who gives to the fullback, and Kale's rumbling free. Kale's loose at the 30, to the 40. The Holton fullback chases the 50. He's at the 30 with one man to beat it, going to take it all the way. 91 yards for Holton fullback Kale Frazier, his third season atop 500 yards rushing.
What a turn of events as Hiawatha is inside the red zone looking to tie the game. A turnover, and one play later, it's the fullback. We talk about the fullback every week for Holton in this offense. It's the straw that stirs the drink. And Kale Frazier off to the races, bust through and into the open field. Nobody catching 22 on that one. The Wildcats double their lead.
Two plays and how quickly they make a difference in the game. The Hiawatha fumble at the 9 and then the 91-yard touchdown run by Kale Frazier. Frazier's sixth touchdown run of the season, and the kick is no good. It misses wide left. So a miss for Corbin Wilson, and that keeps the score at 13-0. We've got 45 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Two big plays. Has Holton had two touchdowns here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Holton High School, Week 7 District Big East Football. Hiawatha fumbles at the 9. Holton gets a 91-yard touchdown run by Cale Frazier. The one play on that drive after the mistake, the extra point misses. It is 13-0. The scoring drive presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire in Holton. WilsonTireKF.com. Hiawatha's had a couple good kick returns, and this one goes between Morton and Jensen and is going to make its way into the end zone. It'll come out to the 20 as a squib kick there by Wilson, who had missed the PAT. Hiawatha's worst starting field position of the game here at their own 20.
Tough break there for Hiawatha as it squibbed in between them, but go back to that two-play turn of events. My goodness, circle that one. Hiawatha, now with their back against the wall, we talked about how they needed something positive on that last drive. They did move the football. Now they're probably going to need some points, since their defense hasn't shown signs of stopping Holton yet, and their offense has yet to put points on the board themselves.
St. Henry goes under the center. That's Shoemaker. And he's going to keep it, now pitch it back. This is Gentry trying to get to the edge, but he's tackled for a big loss by Cale Frazier. He had the touchdown run, but still some fuel left in the tank. That's a 3-yard tackle for loss.
That's where Cale Frazier definitely excels, is at that middle linebacker position. The one guy on this defense that really will come and hit you. He comes and makes a play in the backfield right there, a loss of 3.
Right in on the double digits in for tackles for loss for Cale Frazier. Hiawatha does not have to snap this before the end of the first quarter, and it doesn't appear that they will. But the quarterback over on the sideline visiting with Coach Giroux. Spent some time with the Bronkbusters in Lakin, Kansas. Big USC fan. Now in his second year as head coach of the Redhawks. Hiawatha will have it second down when we start the second quarter. It's Holton 13 and the Redhawks 0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Lifetime Eye Care is excited for you to come by on the south side of the Holton Downtown Square on Friday, October 17th to help them celebrate their 17th year in business. It's a patient appreciation lunch starting at 11 a.m. with fun games, good tailgating food, and great prizes. Please come by and celebrate with them. Plus, you might win a great prize, a tailgating atmosphere to help Lifetime Eye Care celebrate 17 years in business. You can call this their golden anniversary. It's all going on at Lifetime Eye Care, south side of the Holton Downtown Square on Friday, October 17th. From 11 to 2.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Justin Flukmike Denke back with you here in Holton. Also, Seth Tollefson. He is running our game on KNZA Radio from on site here in the Holton Press Box as we continue to try new and adapt and get more efficient technology. Yeah, Macy Will and Logan Peterson helping out on the production for the Hiawatha and Holton channels as well. Second down here in 13 for Hiawatha, starting the second quarter. Now at their own 17-yard line, and now moving left to right. They quick pitch it. Morton tried to get around the edge. Turns it up at the 25, gets spun, and is up close to the 30, close to a first down. Another good run for Ethan Morton, as the Hiawatha backs have had some room tank. I mean, they moved the ball, and they picked up first downs on each of their first couple drives. They'll have third down and a manageable 2.5 or so coming up here early in the second quarter.
Yeah, got 4 first downs. They moved the ball, and Ethan Morton really successful running the ball himself. That's his 7th carry for 45 yards. Very important for them to come away with points on this drive.
Third down snap is a hard count. Motion on the left side of the line. Now reset and motioning again is Morton. Here's the give, and straight up the middle. They only needed a little over two, and it's going to be very close where they marked this football, very close to the 30. If it's touching the 30, it's a first down because the drive started at the 20. They're going to mark it just short, barely. So it's fourth down in a matter of inches for Hiawatha. Distance would say go for it, but, man, if you don't at this spot in the field, you might be down three TDs in a hurry.
It's a desperate move to go for it, but they're desperate. Down 13-0 here. They got to go.
Quarterback sneak. Carson Henry pushed backwards and not going to get it. Now a flag comes in late. Let's sort out the penalty flag as he tried to just run a quick little quarterback sneak. Bolton was ready and stuffing the middle and ended up pushing him a couple yards back.
Touching the line again at the first down. But the question is, what is the flag? If it's against Hiawatha, but he's short of the line to gain, Holton will just decline the penalty and take the football.
Officials talking it over. 10:41 left here in the second quarter. Holton recovered a fumble and broke a 91-yard touchdown run.
It's called assisting the runner. And what happened was quarterback sneak. Can't do the tush-push in high school. You got to be blocking somebody. You can't be assisting the runner. And somebody was pushing on the quarterback. And the signal here is that that would have been a first down as he did get to the 30-yard line. So Holton is going to go ahead and accept that penalty, and they'll replay fourth down.
Now it's to the fourth and a couple inches. It's fourth and five. So Hiawatha will send the punt team on the field.
That changes everything. Fourth and five is not fourth and a foot.
That's got to be tough, too, because how many times do we all watch, you know, Jalen Hurts and the tush-push?
Right.
And you can't do it in high school football. Just something you have to be aware of is that's Hofstein Hiawatha first down and a chance to keep the football here. Holton setting up near midfield, Sagenhagen at his own 45.
That rule would fix that in the NFL if they would just call it, right, if that was actually a rule.
Most people would probably like that unless they're an Eagles fan. Here's a good punt by Moore and a nice roll as well as it bounces inside the 40. Holton up 13-0. We'll get it back here at their own 39-yard line.
Yeah, 35-yard punt with no return, and Holton with great field position and everything going well for the Wildcats as they've got 176 yards rushing on 12 rushing attempts, outgaining Hiawatha here in the first half, 176-66.
Hiawatha tried to start quick. That was a focus point tonight, Tank, after back-to-back losses to Jeff West and Hayden, and even in games they won, they've not been a quick-starting team this season. They get their third possession here just shy of the 40-yard line. They'll fake the fullback dive, give it to the second man through, and tripped up after a short gain. That's Andrew Shoup, tackled by Tegan Diller after a gain of two on first down.
Hiawatha's shown signs defensively where they've made some nice plays at or near the line of scrimmage, but to stop Holton, you've got to do it every single down. It just gets to become such a grind as you see this physical play, every single play coming at you. First key, get Holton behind the sticks a little bit, stop him on first and second down, but then you've got to execute on third and fourth.
It's second and eight here for the home team as Alec Frazier will give to Kale the fullback. First carry since he broke the 91-yard run, and this time takes it up to about the 47-yard line. That's a gain of five, which will make it a manageable third down and three to go.
That's always the key, too. That's something we saw a couple weeks ago with Holton and Jeff West. Holton did not get the fullback going. Kale Frazier struggled with that defensive front of Jeff West being so strong. Holton's offensive line had trouble. That really stymied this Holton offense most of the night.
Hines first man in the line of scrimmage. He'll snap it in the pistol to Alec Frazier. A little bit low. Give to Shoup. And seen it now trying to get extra yards. He needed to get to the 50, and he's a yard short. Holton will have fourth down. It was Jensen that kind of busted in there and made the initial contact, disrupting the play. Dust Smith helping finish off the tackle, and Holton will go for it here on fourth and one, just shy of midfield.
Shoup checks out of the game, and Brody Nickel goes into the backfield at a tailback spot for Holton, the junior running back. His first action on offense on this play.
8.5 minutes to go till halftime. 13-0. Holton with the lead. Alec Frazier in some confusion. We're going to get a timeout called and taken by Holton. First timeout by either team tonight. Our timeouts are courtesy of Schlegel's homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor. And now they're open just on the north side of Holton, right on Highway 75. Try Schlegel's homegrown popcorn. Many great flavors. We're back after a 30-second timeout. Big play coming out of the break. Fourth and one Wildcats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Down and one. Holds it from their own 49-yard line. Out of the timeout, they go to the fullback, Kel Frazier, trying to keep his helmet off the ground. They mark him right at the 50. Coach Giroux says they've held. He's not happy with the spot. It was fourth down, but they motioned first down Holton as Frazier got a yard. If his helmet touches first tank, is he down? No.
No. So it's forearm or shoulder, and in that situation, it was not down. It was a good spot on this near sideline. The near line judge had it. And all he had to do was touch the ball to the 50 as the first down play started at the 40. No need to measure. He got the 1 yard he needed.
Holton, a new set of downs, driving here with under eight to go in the second quarter. And the option keeps Alec Frazier around the near side. He's at the Hiawatha 40. Got a pancake block from Cody Rodriguez out here on the side. Holton missed Rodriguez a couple weeks ago against Jeff West. He's been a great lineman as a sophomore, and Holton with back-to-back first-down runs. It's the QB doing it again around the left side.
Frazier's legs, man. I'm going to tell you, it's so fun to watch Cody Rodriguez, 73, get out on the perimeter. You'll see that two or three times a game where they'll pull him to the outside. Such good feet for a big man and a sophomore.
Hiawatha has eight guys in the box, three back deep, and here's the run for Brody Nickel, and he breaks free at the 20 to the 15, and at the 10, he's tackled down inside the 5. Tackled from behind, Michael Jensen saved the touchdown, but the Holton backup, Brody Nickel, comes in and kind of broke free out of the pack there, turned it into a big run, and first down and goal to go.
32 yards on the first down run, and it's first and goal, and Brody Nickel's a kid that has really come on strong for Holton. We've seen some success at the JV level, but we've seen it also at the varsity level at different times, and right there's a nice run by him.
Goal to go from the 4. Holton will hand to Andrew Shoup, who steps around the right side and into the end zone. Touchdown on senior night for the sixth time this year. Andrew Shoup scores 6 points.
Offense is really clicking, and often just with no answers. They've had a few flashes where they've gotten some stops, but Holton just keeps coming in different directions with different guys. You got the fullback getting involved. He's busted a big run, but everybody else getting involved too, including the quarterback, both tailbacks. You have a backup running back that had a big run. And that touchdown run goes to Andrew Shoup.
7 plays, 61 yards. 4-yard TD by Shoup is the third different Wildcat to score. They missed their last PAT, so they're going for the 2-point conversion. It's a pass play, wide open and caught. 2-point conversion by Brody Nickel. He has a 32-yard run to get him in goal-to-go position, and Nickel catches the 2-point conversion from Alec Frazier, and Holton now leading 21-0. 7:20 left to go here in the first half for the Wildcat kick in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and at Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back with you, joined by Mike Tanking, Seth Collison, Logan Peterson, and Macy Will. We're on at the Rainbow Communications Game of the Week on the Holton and Hiawatha channels and your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA. 21-0, Holton leads Hiawatha, and Corbin Wilson kicked that football deep. It's going to be taken at the 5, returned on the near sideline by Jensen. Danson at the 15, and he's not going to get to the 20 this time. So a good kick and better coverage for Holton, as I think it was Brody Nickel that had the long run and the 2-point conversion pass that was down there. No, Pearson Cyphers, maybe one of them.
Cameron Wheeler as well. Really looked like Hiawatha had a lot of blockers on this near side, and coverage for Holton is Hiawatha will be pinned deep again. Started their last drive at the 20, and this one's at the 17, even worse.
Position not gotten better starting field position as the game has gone on. First down for Hiawatha, moving left to right. Half time a penalty hurt him. This time a little quick screen pass that's caught, trying to shake off blockers. That's Jensen, and he's up to about the 23, maybe the 24-yard line. Caden Gale out there in coverage with Hines helping make the tackle, but a nice little wide receiver screen and a gain of 8 yards on first down.
First pass play by either team, not counting the two-point conversion pass for Holton. Called it before the game. Neither one of these teams want to pass the football. Hiawatha a little bit more desperate, maybe needing to try to loosen things up a little bit. They do get a completion for 7 yards on first down.
Henry's 11th completion of the year and the 9th one that's gone to Jensen. Here's the option pitch behind the tailback. The ball is loose, and it's still loose down inside the 10. And it looks like Holton has recovered. Landon Hernandez picks up the ball. It was fumbled multiple times, and nobody could really grab it or secure it. They haven't signaled Holton ball.
Signaled yet.
They came away with it at the end, but no way they could spot it at the 10 if Holton didn't recover, right? If they say Hiawatha.
This might be what it is. You got an inadvertent whistle.
Ooh,
inadvertent whistle, and here's the problem with an IW. When the ball is loose, there's an IW.
The play's dead.
The play's dead, and nobody has possession. So you have no choice but to replay it. And an inadvertent whistle is going to wipe out that fumble for Holton. It's not going to make Coach Brooks Barta happy, but there's nothing you can do about it. Whistle came out early while the ball was still loose.
Hiawatha will keep the football. Folks listening and watching at home have a better explanation. The fans here are a little bit clueless as you get the call, and we're going to get a timeout. With 6.5 to go here in the second quarter, Hiawatha is taking this timeout. We will keep it here. I think Coach Drew just wanting to regroup the troops here a little bit, settle things down, trailing 21-0, and just barely avoiding disaster there.
So while we've got some time here during this timeout, let's explain inadvertent whistles, and we'll talk about them just a little bit more in detail. So if there's an inadvertent whistle during the play, okay, it kills the play immediately, no matter what. The play is over at that point. And obviously that's why you saw the officials not signaling one way or the other after that fumble, because the play was dead. If the ball's in possession of a team, okay, the possessing team has the option to take the result of the play to that point or to replay the down. That's their choice. If the ball is not in anybody's possession, though, you don't have that option, obviously.
Right.
And so the play has to be replayed. There is no other option until that
that's why it's
ball.
Still second down. That's
so they'll replay
that.
Second down.
Yep.
Here's another thing about IWs. I will say this. If you meet a referee that does not have an IW in his career, he hasn't been reffing long enough. They've all done it. We've all done it. I will tell you about mine sometime if you want to hear the story. I think I stole a touchdown from a seventh grader at Hiawatha about 15 years ago in a fifth quarter. And I'm going to tell you, the crewmates I was with, they gave me all kinds of grief on the drive home. Grandma didn't get to see little Johnny's touchdown because I took it off the board, blew the whistle too early.
Thanks to Liz and sleep over it, you can tell. Here's the Hiawatha give straight ahead, and very close to a first down is Ethan Morton. That timeout against, sponsored by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack, locally grown and produced in Whiting, but now with a facility at 705 Highway 75 in Holton. Just short of the first down, it's going to be third and one here for Hiawatha.
Last thoughts on an inadvertent whistle, you'll see most officials take the whistle out of their mouth. It's not like basketball. Basketball, you got to be quick with the whistle. Football, they'll preach, blow whistles. Let the play in, then blow the whistle.
The quick run straight ahead, first down and a whole lot more. Up to the 34-yard line goes quarterback Carson Henry. Wrong run that time as was following Lane Kessler on the lead block. Good gain and a first down up to the 34 for the Redhawks. Something positive, Holton will get the football to begin the second half. Wildcats up 3 scores here midway through the second quarter. Third and one conversion. He didn't need any help pushing from behind on that play. Hiawatha will break the huddle with receivers left and right. That's Ren Hageman and Michael Jensen each way. Quarterback Carson Henry's under center. Morton behind him. A pass play in the pocket. Throwing quick, and it's dropped. Dropped by Sean Gentry out in the far flat. Would have been a game of at least 6 or 7 yards. Then it'll be incomplete. Second down and 10 coming up.
It was open. It was nice play design, and you had an open guy in the flats over there. Drop the football and forcing it for Hiawatha. The design was good.
So to struggle defending the pass this season against Riley County in week 2 against Perry a little bit, and struggled mightily against both Jeff West and Hayden defending the pass plays. Holton giving up 29 points a game now on the year. Here's the quarterback run. Near side, got a kickout block, and up to the 38-yard line goes Carson Henry. About 4 yards, maybe five. They're on second down. Clock will keep rolling at 5.5 to play here in the second quarter. Both teams in a district win with a couple district losses already on their resume.
See the type of athlete that Carson Henry is. See his statistics, and it's no surprise. He's very shifty, strong runner, does a good job of getting forward. Some of you guys want to dance, and you can see right away that this is the type of runner that wants to get ahead and get the yards that he can. Got a gain of 4 on that play.
Quarterback comes in tonight, averaging 7 yards per carry. He needs about 7 here. It's third down and long, and Henry wants to pass. Fakes the pitch, rolls to the near side, being chased, flag on the play, ball completed, Jensen holds on at the Holton 44-yard line, a big-time catch in traffic by Jensen as Corbin Wilson made the stop, but we got a penalty flag back here in the backfield.
Yeah, flag in the backfield as he was rolling out. This has got to be a hold probably against Hiawatha, and Hiawatha indeed moving back. It is holding. Flag came in from the referee. That'll be 10 yards from the previous spot, no replay, third down.
Take away a 16-yard pass play with a penalty, and now it's going to be third and very long here. Back at their own 29-yard line. Had quite a few penalties already here in the first half. Costly penalties for each team. Third down and 16 yards to go. One receiver to the top of the screen. Motion to the left as well. Option to the left. Here's the quarterback looking for some room, taking a big hit and getting up to the 35-yard line. It was Thane Gross that delivered the contact. Eric Abel helping finish things off along with Andrew Keithley. So positive gain of about 6 or 7 yards, but it's still 4th and 9 at their own 35.
Rear option look there, trying to get Henry to the perimeter where he can do some damage with his speed, but only a gain of 6. They needed a lot more. 4th and 9 is a long ways to go on 4th down. But, hey, their offense is still on the field. Watch the hard count here.
Go for it with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Going to get on the left. Now getting reset. Quarterback pops out from under center. Carson Henry looking things over and may not take a snap here as the play clock at 1. And Hiawatha takes their second timeout.
Kind of hard to believe that they were going to go for it on 4th and 9, and Holton was very disciplined as they did go on the hard count, tried to draw him offside.
We'll take the timeout back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Holton Week 7 High School Football. Of course, Jake and Boz have the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show later tonight. They're on the MSC Sports Radio Network, always entertaining. A lot of big games in the area tonight. We'll get you some scoring updates from Holthouse, Auto House, and Fairview coming up at halftime. 4th and 9, Hiawatha's decided to punt it away from their own 35. Punted by Moore. Good hang time. Sagenhagen fields it at the 35. He's at the 40 on the near sideline. A stiff arm and ridden out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Sagenhagen is not afraid to go get those punts, try to make something happen. Ethan Morton made the hit and brought him down, but Holton will have it in good field position here at their own 45. They've had the football 3 times and scored 3 touchdowns.
It's a 30-yard punt with a 10-yard return, so a 20-yard net right there. And all right, Cannon Sagenhagen, the sophomore, pretty fearless when it comes to returning punts. See him come up and field punts really well this season. I've always said that for years. If you can find a kid that's fearless and will just go catch the football, you can gain yards just by not letting the ball bounce on those punt returns.
Best starting field position for the Wildcat offense from their 45. Counter play to Wilson. Corbin is tripped up on the outside. Nice low tackle made there by Carson Henry as Wilson only gains about a yard on the first down play.
Holton will move quickly with under 3.5 minutes left.
They have 2 timeouts remaining. Hiawatha has 1. Here's the give to Brody Nickel, who's backing his way at the 50 to the Hiawatha 48. Had about 20 guys in there. All 11 for Hiawatha, and most of Holton tried to push that pile back and forth before the whistle. Now we get a stoppage and a timeout. Timeout. They'll have just one remaining. Leading 21-0. Again, Holton will get the football to start the second half. Our timeout's brought to you by Flegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Perfect timeout snack. I mentioned the Holthouse Auto House scoring updates. Atchison and Parsons started early tonight at 6 p.m. and Atchison leading Parsons 27-6. It was Jeff West over Hiawatha, Jeff West over ACCHS at the end of the first quarter, 14-0. And the game that everybody had their eyes on in the entire state, Hanover and Axtell, and Hanover with a 6-0 lead over Axtell and their long, long winning streak in the second quarter.
Does the streak end tonight? That's the question everybody's been talking about. It had that game circled on the calendars. What a night in Hanover tonight. Big crowd, a lot of excitement. Two traditional powerhouses going head-to-head.
Third and three out of the Holton's timeout. It's a quarterback run. Alec Frazier around the left side. Morton will push him out of bounds, but it's going to be a first down and stop the clock. Again, Rodriguez was out here pulling as the Holton guard, and the play goes to the 42-yard line. So quite a bit of time left on the clock here for the Wildcats, with both teams having one timeout remaining.
Like the design there is Alec's able to get out of bounds. You save a timeout. In a six, and you move the sticks.
Set up 21-0 with the ball at the Hiawatha 42. Frazier looks to the sideline, and the tight end lunged forward as Alec kills something towards the sideline. It looked like Hernandez leaning forward. It'll cost Holton 5 yards. Don't forget, at the end of tonight's game, we'll pick a player to bank on. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha.
The fourth penalty against Holton for 25 yards. This one comes on first down. Four penalties hasn't really been a storyline. They had one costly holding penalty early, but that ended up not costing them. They were able to overcome it on a touchdown drive.
15. It's over 3 minutes to play in the half. Give to Andrew Shoup. Held on to by his leg as he tries to hop his way down to the 43. But the grasp on him that time, it was Hiawatha senior linebacker Gus Smith. Now second down and 11 after that gain of four. Here's the option to the far side, and Alec slipped down. His feet just went out from underneath, and there was a little bit of a rain shower earlier this afternoon. This Holton field in pretty good shape for week 7, but not kind to the home team there as Alec slipped and lost 3 yards. It's third down and 14 to go.
Good shape, relatively speaking, right?
Yes.
Compared to some years.
Too much dirt. Counter play, and this is Brody Nickel. Left side with a stiff arm and inside the 40s, well short of the first down. They mark him at the 36. Ren Hegeman ran him out of bounds, and Holton will go for it with that gain as it's fourth down and still about 4 yards to go.
Gain of 10, Brody Nickel getting to the outside, and again out of bounds. Clock stops, able to huddle up.
Holton is 2 for 2 on fourth down so far here tonight. Clock at 2:15 in the second quarter. Holton up 21-0. Break up the wishbone. A slot to the right. Option to the right. Pitch to the right. Brody Nickel. First down. Flag flies. And he's inside the 20, but this one's coming back with a holding penalty as he takes it down to the 15, but the holding kind of out here in the open as Holton knows it, and they're walking backwards on fourth down.
Going to call that on Corbin Wilson, I think. And it looked like a pretty good block over there, locked up, but line judge throws it in, and coming way back, and now Holton probably going to have to think about punting the football.
Fourth and 14 for the Wildcats. Search of their fourth win of the season. Trying to finish 2-2 in district play. Remember, next week, Holton has a non-league, non-district game against Leavenworth, who's 5-1 and having a standout season. That penalty will indeed force a Holton punt for the first time tonight. 12th punt this season for Corbin Wilson. Stands at his own 40. Back deep is Michael Jensen at his 10 for Hiawatha. Still a couple minutes to work with for the Redhawks. Good pop by Wilson, and Jensen fields it on the run at the 18. He's at the 25. Back to the near side hatch, wants to change the field. He's heading to the Hiawatha sideline at the 35. Flag fly at the 40, 50, to the Holton 40, and out of bounds. more penalty flags as he changed directions. And when you don't know that as a blocker, all of a sudden you're blocking one way, you have to try to block the other. And
sometimes that's the case, but I think what you're going to see here is a blindside block, which you should know better. And anytime you're going to hit somebody who's coming your way and doesn't see it coming, it has to be led with open hands. Iwata's coaching staff not happy, but they're not happy with their own player, not with the official's decision. Again, personal foul, indeed, blindside block. It'll come back from the 37. They'll move him back 15 yards.
Back to the 23-yard line. Actually, the 22-yard line goes the football. But Hiawatha will get it, and so they keep Holton off the scoreboard here at the end of the first half. Hiawatha will take over here with a minute 41 remaining. First down for Hiawatha. See how aggressive they want to be. The pitch is back. And Gentry on the run, hit by Caden Gale. Ball came out way late. I think that play was blown dead. I think the back was down. Holton recovered the football, but it was blown dead as the ball carrier was Ren Hegeman for Hiawatha that time. First carry for him, and a 3-yard gain. Again, both teams have timeout. Holton will receive the football to begin the second half, 21-0. Clock runs. Under center is Carson Henry. Motion to the left side and rolling out the pass. Henry throws low and incomplete. Was trying to hit the motion man Brenner low. Stout 6 foot, 195 pound sophomore. Incompletion will stop the clock. It'll bring up 3rd and 7. The minute 20 remaining here in the first half.
After Hiawatha, you want to get a first down here. As if you don't, Holton's going to use a timeout and force you to punt the football, and still got one timeout left.
Both kickers have strong legs in tonight's matchup. Hiawatha will have one receiver to the top of the screen. Morton in the backfield. Motion by Gentry. Give it straight ahead to Morton, who's up to 28. Short of the first down, though. Does Holton take their final timeout? Yes. They'll stop the clock with a minute 12, so Holton going to try to get it back with about a minute to go. They won't have any timeouts, but chance for perhaps a couple plays or a punt return. Assume Hiawatha will punt on fourth down and still about 5 yards to go from their own 28-yard line. But here during this timeout, on both the Hiawatha and Holton channels tonight, you see the Holton sponsors on the left-hand corner of your screen, the Hiawatha sponsors on the right side. They include State Farm Insurance, Travis LeMay in Hiawatha, Granite Road Greenhouse, Nursery and Garden Center, and Soldier. Also, Peterson Services, Holton Dental, Jayhawk TV and Appliance in downtown Holton, as well as Courtney Boswell, Shelter Insurance Agent in Holton. Also, thanks to Hiawatha Channel sponsors McCartney Auto Body, Hiawatha Family Dentistry, and Skyview Equipment in Hiawatha, and our Holton Channel sponsors Mercer Funeral Homes, Riley Electric, and Lifetime Eye Care, who had their 17-year celebration earlier today. Fourth down, punt formation for Leighton Moore. Not Segenhagen, back to return it. Punt is low and is going to bounce for a while across the 50 inside the 45. It was Landon Hernandez, the safety, that was back to receive it. Holton wanted to touch it because it would be a live ball. Hiawatha didn't want to touch it because they wanted the clock to keep rolling and not leave the Wildcats much time. We've got 60 seconds to go till intermission. Holton at their own 38-yard line with possession number 5 here in the first half.
You've got to think Holton's going to be aggressive here and move quickly, as they've shown the ability to bust off a couple big plays here tonight. And just because they're 62 yards away from the end zone doesn't mean they're not going to try to take 3 or 4 shots at this thing.
It has a 36-yard TD from Corbin Wilson, a 91-yard TD from Kel Frazier, and an Andrew Shoup 4-yard touchdown run scored on their first 3 drives from their own 38. 21 zip. It'll be a quarterback run. Alec Frazier in the open, getting a block from Wilson. First down and more at the 50, near sideline 40, to the 30, and he's hit hard out of bounds all the way down to the 25. So one play, and Holton nearly in field goal position for Corbin Wilson. Even without timeouts, they have 51 seconds still remaining.
That's a 37-yard run and a terrific downfield block by Corbin Wilson. He locked in and maintained that block, kept his hands inside, didn't twist or turn the defender. Alec Frazier off to the races down the near sideline. Holton is in business here, but they got to move quick. No timeouts left.
Well, over 200 yards rushing in the first half for Holton. Had to punt on their previous possession after a penalty. Here's first down and 10 from the Hiawatha 25, and it's the give to Corbin Wilson. Doesn't get much, only a couple yards, and the clock will keep running. Neither team can stop it. Holton will have second down and 8 as they unclog the pile.
Hiawatha here, you get off the pile real slow.
Sorry. Andrew Shoup is playing fullback right now. Kel Frazier's not in the game. Wilson and Nickel are the tailbacks. Here's Alec, the quarterback, handing to Brody Nickel. Gets a few more yards down to the 20. And Holton may have to run the field goal team on there, just spike it. They can't call a timeout. They may just spike it and kick a field goal. It's third down, so they'll spike it and now try a field goal. With 10 seconds remaining here in the first half, Corbin Wilson has made 2 field goals this season. In fact, he kicked one last week for over 35 yards. I think this one's going to be about 37. We'll see where they spot it. Fairly long field goal try. It'll be from the near side hash as well as Hiawatha things over. They'll keep their defense on the field. Hiawatha has not gotten a big rush on the extra point at all, so there should be enough time to get this thing off. The question is, can he line it up and get enough leg into this one from 37? 37-yard field goal try. High snap placed by Sagenhagen. The kick is up. It's deep enough. Did it go enough far right? No, it did not. So on the left hash, and the kick stayed left, it missed that upright, and there's still 3 seconds to go, so not quite halftime yet. The Holton lead remains 21-0. The Wildcats will get the football to begin the third quarter. So one big play, but then two that didn't do much for Holton. And we'll have to check on the Kel Frazier situation as well, as I think he's been off the field for the last couple possessions.
Yeah. Not playing defense either. Middle linebacker out there. Looks like it's going to be Cameron Wheeler. It's a big story for Holton, obviously. Their leading tackler and defensive leader and the fullback. All the tough yard, tough carries. Looking down the sideline trying to find him. I don't see him.
Might be in the locker room already as all the teams are heading there now. Hiawatha takes a knee, and that ends the first half. Our halftime show is sponsored by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Halftime will include statistics, the game recaps, some other area scoring updates, and more as our tally on the scoreboard is Holton 21, Hiawatha 0, here at the break in Week 7 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Buying a home is one of life's biggest milestones. And you deserve a partner who makes the process simple. At FNM Bank, our local home loan experts are here to guide you every step of the way, from pre-approval to closing day. We'll work with you to find the right loan that fits your budget and your future. Come in and talk to one of our friendly loan officers to see how FNM Bank can help you own your own home. FNM Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. FNM Bank is an equal housing opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in 2 locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-5083. 7083.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. It's the Highland Community College Halftime Show, and Holton leads 21-0 over the Redhawks here at the break. And really, you can go to two plays in this game that really kind of tell the story, the plays that turn the tide, the plays that are the biggest difference here at halftime. As Ty Wathe punted to begin the game, Holton drove 11 plays, 75 yards, got a 36-yard touchdown run by Corbin Wilson, and the extra point made it 7-0. But a few plays later, when Hiawatha had the football, they had drove, and it looked like they were about to answer. Instead, they fumbled the football at the 9-yard line of Holton. So it looked like to be going in to potentially tie this game and have game on. They fumble, and the very next play then for Holton is a 91-yard run by fullback Cale Frazier. So instead of 7-7, it's 14-0. That was a 14-point swing, a monumental couple of plays there in that first half, as Hiawatha ends up going punt, punt, punt in their final three possessions of the first half. Holton went touchdown, 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 as they had scored on their second possession on that 91-yard run by Cale Frazier. Then it was an Andrew Shoup 4-yard touchdown run set up by a 32-yard carry by Brody Nickel. Holton punted their fourth possession and then missed a field goal just before halftime, so the score remains 21-0. And Hiawatha did some good things, but man, that fumble on the 91-yard run by Holton, that kind of turned things around. A 14-point swing is kind of the difference here in the first half.
Yeah, no doubt. And you just ask the Chiefs, right, as they drive in and they throw a pick six here a couple weeks ago, Patrick Mahomes. That's a big-time game-changing type play. And yeah, you look at the scoreboard, Hiawatha settled in a little bit defensively. They forced a punt for Holton and then able to forced them into a field goal attempt there before halftime. So they settled in a little bit defensively, but unfortunately for them, it came after that devastating fumble and the long touchdown run. A big change of events and change of momentum, and Holton able to take advantage. And then you look down at the stats, and Holton has racked up over 300 yards rushing in one half of football, and that also is a pretty big story.
Lots of other scores to pass along. We also have all the first half statistics. Mike Tankin will have the team and individual numbers when we continue here on the Highland Community College Halftime Show. It's Holton 21, Hiawatha 0 at the break. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back. Halftime in week number 7. It's Holton 21, Hiawatha 0 here at the break. Holton with three different guys reach zone. Corbin Wilson, Kel Frazier, both in the first quarter, and Andrew four of the second quarter. Turn our attention now to first half statistics. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax services at their new location, North Highway 75 in Holton. Find Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff there, the new location for any K-Tax services, and Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Our first half statistics, Tank, are they as lopsided as the score? How do things look?
In a word, yes. We'll start first with Holton. That's been the story. They finished the first half with 8 first downs. The Wildcats have 302 yards rushing on 28 rushing attempts, averaging almost 11 yards per carry. They were 0-for-1 passing the football. That was spiking the football to stop the clock there on that last drive before halftime. And the Wildcats also had no turnovers. They did have 5 penalties for 35 yards. Individually, the Wildcats led on the ground by Kale Frazier. He has 4 carries for 101 yards and a touchdown run. Alex Frazier has 6 carries for 61 yards. Corbin Wilson has 6 carries for 58 yards and a touchdown run. Brody Nickel carried the ball 4 times for 51 yards. And Andrew Shoup has 8 carries for 31 yards and a touchdown run. Again, Alex Frazier was 0-for-1 passing the football in the first half. For Hiawatha, the Redhawks finished the first half with 5 first downs. They have 91 yards rushing on 20 rushing attempts, averaging 4.6 yards per carry. Passing the football, they are 1-of-3 through the air for 7 yards. So the Redhawks have 98 total yards of offense here at the break. Hiawatha had the only turnover in the first half. That was a fumble. The Redhawks had 3 penalties for 30 yards. Individually, Hiawatha led on the ground by Ethan Morton. He had 10 carries for 53 yards. Gus Smith has 2 carries for 22 yards. Carson Henry, 6 carries for 16 yards. Ren Hegeman, 1 carry for 3 yards. And Sean Gentry carried the ball 1 time for negative 3 yards. Passing the football, Carson Henry, 1-of-3 for 7 yards. His one completion went to Michael Jensen. Michael Jensen, 1 catch for 7 yards. Your halftime score is Holton 21, Hiawatha nothing. That's your halftime stats, Jeff.
Thanks, Tank. Let's check some other scores around the area. They're all presented by Holthouse Auto House. Scoring updates when it's time to update your vehicle. Visit Holthouse Auto House in Fairview with a great selection, or they'll find exactly what you're looking for. Visit HolthouseAutoHouse.com. Holthouse Auto House, our scoring update sponsor. Well, of course, the big game that we mentioned and everybody's been talking about for a while is Hanover-Axtell. The Axtell winning streak in a bit of jeopardy. It's Hanover 12 and Axtell 6. Those teams are used to being done at halftime, Tank, and winning by 50 and on their way to the next week by halftime, but they got a great one tonight as Hanover leads Axtell 12-6. It is Centralia 8 and Troy 0, so a pretty good game there. Centralia up 8-0 at the half. And how about this tie game? Silver Lake 14, Osage City 14. Osage City undefeated, pretty good team, but Silver Lake's had a couple impressive wins here the last couple weeks, and it's 14-14 there at halftime. We also have Atchison High leading Parsons 27-6. We had Jeff West over Atchison County 14-0. It's about to rolling Oskaloosa tonight 42-0. Here it's Holton 21. And Hiawatha 0. Next week, Hiawatha will have Perry LeCompton at home. That is another big district and league game. And Holton will be at Leavenworth for non-league, non-district, wrap up their regular season next week. Any thoughts on those scores and what's going around the area and the district races that are shaking out?
Hey, the one that jumps off the page at me is that Silver Lake Osage City score. 14-14 is, we know Osage City is really, really good. And what I think we're finding out is Silver Lake is becoming really, really good. That was a really impressive win they had against Baldwin. Was that last week before? Pounded Baldwin, and the Baldwin team, that's not bad. And Silver Lake, it appears, is playing a lot better football than they were early in the season. I think that's going to be a team that teams don't want to see as the playoffs weeks.
21-0 again, our halftime score here. Show you one more timeout during our halftime show, and then we'll come back and talk about some keys and thoughts going into second half. If Holton holds on tonight, Hiawatha and Perry, that kind of becomes a game for who makes the playoffs and who doesn't next week, correct?
Yeah, that would be right, because Hiawatha would have no district wins, competitive against Jeff West.
but didn't get a win, and Perry has yet to win one in the district too. So yeah, the winner gets to move on, and the loser would not be moving on.
21-0, Holton knows their district is finished here after tonight. They're leading at the break, and Holton will get it to begin the second half. We'll take one more timeout here on our Highland Community College halftime show. Second half just minutes away here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance. Local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance. The home team's pulling for you.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hello, my name is Connie, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 2 months. I came to their office with the desire to get rid of upper and lower back pain and to get some health coaching. I am happy to report that not only is my back pain virtually gone due to the easy adjustments, exercises, and massage, but I am losing weight as a result of my holistic coaching sessions with Stephanie. For the first time in a long time, I feel in control of my health. Thank you to the team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for the role you've played in my health journey.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Holton High School, Week 7, Big East District Class 3A football. I'm Justin Fluke, along with Mike Tankin, Seth Tollefson running the from the Holton press box tonight. We have Macy Will and Logan Peterson helping out on both the Hiawatha and Holton Channel productions tonight. Don't forget, with Jake and Boz, it's the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show after our broadcast tonight here on KNZA. Always a great time. They give a lot more than just the final scores, no doubt. So stay tuned for that coming up again after our ball game tonight. One score that we might want to update, because we had told you Jeff West was ahead of AC Jazz 14-0, but officially at halftime now it's 43-0 Jeff West over Hiawatha. Updates again, all courtesy of Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you today? Let's talk about these two in the second half, and let's start with Hiawatha. Tank is down 21-0. Holton gets the ball. The first thing I'm thinking is they got to somehow come up with a stop and not fall down four scores here to open this second half. And I think the other thing is Hiawatha is going to need to catch or create a break or two to be a part of this ball game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they're pointing right now at that big turnover. I mean, that turnover is the story. Everything. It changed everything. Changed everything. The momentum, the score, just everything. And so, yeah, you can't turn the ball over against good teams. Holton found that out last week against Hayden, a team that Holton was an underdog against last week, and turned the ball over twice early, and things snowballed, much like it did here tonight for Hiawatha. It's a costly, costly, timely turnover, and you just can't have those. So you're exactly right. To get back into this game, Hiawatha's got to continue to put together stops, but maybe more importantly, find a break or two, and going to have to find a way to put some points on the board, obviously, as well. They have moved the ball a little bit at times, but again, just not consistently enough on, honestly, either side of the ball so far through two quarters.
And for Holton, I think, like, this is, you know, still not maybe what I would call a complete game, maybe not even their best half of football, but let's be honest, Hiawatha really hasn't had a game and where they've been able to lead comfortably early on and you know, put four quarters together and feel good and build some confidence. I mean, after back-to-back losses and coming in 3-3, and especially here on senior night, I think the big question for Holton is that was a pretty good half, right? Can we play that good for another half and turn this into a 42-0 win to really, you know, boost some confidence and momentum heading towards the postseason?
If you're Holton, yeah, you want to build on this and try to get your younger kids on the field. Keep some of your upperclassmen and starters healthy if they don't have to play a full four quarters. This, obviously, a storyline in the second half will be if we see Cale Frazier out there. We didn't see him the last couple possessions on the offensive or defensive sides of the ball. That's a big thing for Holton, is one of their most valuable players on both sides of the ball was not out there. But, yeah, you hopefully can put together another good quarter and put some distance between yourself and your opponent and get some kids on the field and get some varsity minutes tonight.
Holton is going to receive the football here to begin second half. Different touchdown scores, Corbin Wilson, Cale Frazier, and Andrew Shoup. And two touchdowns were long. The third one was just a four-yard run by Shoup, but it was set up by a 32-yard run by Brody Nickel, who was filling in with Cale Frazier out. They moved Andrew Shoup to fullback. So big plays continue to be something that Holton has had in their backpack and used effectively this season. For Hiawatha, that's certainly another key, though, is that, you know, they can't afford to give up any more big plays here at this juncture.
Yeah, for sure. And it's kind of a unique dynamic if Holton loses their fullback, and then you find out where they feel like they have the best depth. Well, it's obviously at the tailback position with Brody Nickel. They want to put him at the tailback, and they got to find somebody to move into that fullback spot. Answer was Andrew Shoup, and that's probably what we would anticipate seeing here in the second half if Cale Frazier is not able to go.
About the progress that Hiawatha's made in the program and what Coach Wyatt Giroux's been able to bring from the middle school to the high school level. A couple big wins. Hiawatha searching for a winning season. Felt like if they could come in here and play well or get a win tonight, they would have that opportunity. 2013 was the last winning season for Hiawatha, and they had a couple good games against Holton there that were fairly close around that time. I think 12-10, Holton victorious 2013. Hiawatha beat Holton twice. Remember, it was after Hiawatha started 9-0 and then lost the first round of the playoffs to Hiawatha. They beat 39-0 on the first game of the season. They lost to Hiawatha once in the postseason and once in the playoffs in 2000 and 2001.
Remember that 12-10 game on this field? That was a shocking game as Holton came in as huge favorites and Hiawatha came on this field and went toe-to-toe, blow-for-blow with a much more talented and a highly regarded team, Holton, and had Holton on the ropes at times in that game. I remember that game very well and did that game on the radio, actually. You and I did. 12-10 was the final score. Holton able to squeak one out. That was quite a story.
And with the win tonight, would secure a postseason berth for the 28th consecutive year. And it's a little bit easier now than it used to be. That record's a little more impressive when you think back to districts that had four teams and only one of them made it out of the playoffs, right? In some years, Hayden or big other opponents were in some of those districts. So another thing that Holton is trying to accomplish here tonight and get the record to 4-3 before heading to Leavenworth next week. Leavenworth's having a great year. They were 5-1 going into tonight. They'll play on turf for the first time this season next Friday. Here we go, second half. As the kickoff for Hiawatha will be short to the far sideline, and it's going to roll out of bounds. Side the 25, if Holton makes him re-kick or just football here at the 35. Going to take the football.
Back 5 yards on to the out-of-bounds spot if that's what they want. They're going to make him kick it again.
I was going to say, that wasn't going to be great starting field position. Holton's field position has gotten a little bit better as the night's gone on. Starting at their own 9, it had to improve. Holton's starting field position has got a little bit worse. Their first two drives started at their own 28 and their own 41 after pretty good returns. But Hiawatha, last three possessions in the half, they started at their own 20, their own 17, and their own 22.
So three options there, actually, on an out-of-bounds kick. Holton can make them re-kick after a 5-yard penalty. They can take it at the 35-yard line, or they can add 5 yards to the out-of-bounds spot. The options, two.
Every week.
I try.
So now kicking from the 35-yard line. Hiawatha's Leighton Moore has it teed backed up, and this is a deep end-over-end kick. It'll come to Sagenhagen, who fields it at the 16. It's at the 20, near side hash, 25, between two defenders at the 30, on his feet at the 40, and up to the 44. So they pick the right of the three options on that kickoff penalty. Really nice return by Cannon Sagenhagen, who was tripped up by Michael Jensen. Kind of back-to-back possessions here for Holton. They basically steal one, despite missing the field goal there late in the first half. Start with the football at their own 44 to begin the third quarter. Holton up three scores. Missed one extra point, but got a two-point conversion pass. Holton still hasn't completed a pass statistically outside of a two-point conversion since week number two. Completed three passes in the first two games of the season in the last 5 weeks. Full tight wishbone set here, and Kel Frazier's not in the game. Corbin Wilson off right tackle, and he runs into a big bear hug and is gobbled up after a short gain. Yard or so on the carry. That tackler is Diller.
It's a big story, Kel Frazier. And again, we talk about the fullback so much with this offense, and we've talked about it a lot tonight. It isn't just those tough yards that he gets between the tackles. He's one of their best blockers. And I mean that including alignment. You get that fullback into lead blocking situations, and he's a lot of times down the field 10 to 15 yards with his athleticism blocking down the field to night big run.
Second and nine, give to Wilson straight ahead, and he maybe got a yard, not much there. And Kessler met him at the line of scrimmage and did not give up yardage. It's just going to be third down and still almost nine to go here for Holton on their first possession of the half. So interesting, they move Andrew Shoup to the fullback spot. You know, Kel hasn't really had to miss much time. We've seen Zane Montgomery a little bit and JV and mop-up duty, but Shoup there allows them to bring in Brody Nickel to the backfield, and now they have Wilson in the slot on the right. It's third down and long. Option play, early pitch. Nickel's got it. He's at the 50, first down, high off the 45, and down to the 42 with a first down carry. As Holton has executed the option very, very well. Ren Hageman, the safety, makes the tackle, but not before a big third and long conversion for the Cats.
A fantastic job by Alec Frazier as he took a shot as he delivered that pitch, but the pitch was still on the money, and Brody Nickel able to catch it in stride, turn it upfield for a gain of 12, almost 13, and the Wildcats moved the sticks on third and long.
They've converted some big. They had third and 13 earlier in this game. They've converted third and 7, now a third and 9. Effective, and most of the time they've gone to the perimeter with those plays. Down now in Hiawatha territory in the pistols, Alec Frazier, and he wants to keep it coming around the near side. Three white jerseys chasing him here. Ethan Morton was going to wrap him up and take him down at the 45. That is a 2 yard loss and a good pursuit as Alec Frazier didn't have a pitch man and he had nothing but a bunch of white jerseys around him that time.
Lost 3 yards, but did pretty good just to only lose three as there was white jerseys unblocked. Alec with nowhere to go.
You know, the other concerning thing for Holton, Tank, is that not only is Kel Frazier not in the game, but we've had multiple people looking, and I don't think anybody has spotted him even on the sideline. Not in uniform, not in street clothes, or not anywhere here on this near side. Second and long after the loss, and the fullback slipped down as he got the carry. Andrew Shoup hold on to the football, but did not get any yardage. He kind of slipped right there in the middle of the field. Tackler is Gabe Johnson for Hiawatha. It's third and 13 for Holton, who just converted a third down and 9. Early in the third quarter, first possession of the half, 9:20, and the clock moving here. Holton up 21-0. They led 13-0 at the end of one quarter. Option play. Faking the pitch. Alec in some trouble. He's tackled in the backfield. Back on the other side of the 50. What a defensive play there by the Redhawks. Brennan Lowe. Brenner just a sophomore and a huge loss on the play. It's fourth down, and no doubt Holton has to punch.
Big play by Brenner Lowe as he was able to slow play the option, Justin, as he didn't just come up and hit Alec Frazier. He kind of slow played it just a little bit, forced Alec to hesitate, and then he made the play, closed in on him, and made a tackle for loss, a loss of 5 yards on the play.
Justin is back deep. Corbin Wilson to punt it away. Holton with their second punt of the night. Hiawatha has held to begin the second half and will get the football. Wilson barely got it away in front of Henry. It's a shorter punt that takes a Hiawatha bounce. And after initially hitting just inside the 30, I think this one's going to be marked at about the 31-yard line. That's where Hiawatha will get it on offense for the first time here in quarter three.
A lot of game left. And if Hiawatha can seize the momentum with a score here,
That was not a real
inspiring.
That's probably a great word. Drive for Holton out of the break.
Really dominated to convert third and nine, but that was really it.
Iwafa dominated between the tackles, dominated the trenches, and that could be a precursor of what's going to happen here in the second half.
There's left and right for Carson Henry on first down here. He will hand it straight ahead. Big haul. Here's Morton up the middle at the 40, 45, at the 50. Finally tackled by Thane Gross and Caden Gale, but a big gain and a first down on an 18-yard pickup by Ethan Morton.
Big gashing hole on the right side, and Ethan Morton for the first time into the secondary. His longest run of the night, 18 yards and a first down. Iwafi gets it out to midfield. That's a great way to start this drive, and they've got to feel alive right now. Not dead.
Looked out. Here's the handoff to the left side. A run for Gus Smith and a positive gain of at least six more yards there. Iwafi getting some chunks. This is what they did against Sabetha and Jeff West. You know, they lost those games, but you know, even against Royal Valley, a team that was able to sustain, you know, keep their offense on the field, get some deep chunks, and able to move, get upfield with the rushing game. Here's second down and three for the Redhawks. Third play of the drive. To the left, Smith remains in the backfield as the lone tailback, and they give it to him. Tackles inside the 40, goes to about the 38. Stood up and tackled there, but I think he got a first down. He did. As Hiawatha will move the sticks again. In the red zone tonight, they fumbled at the Holton 9.
So here's the question on this drive. We've seen Hiawatha move the football at times tonight. They've strung together two or three first downs. Can they come away with points? Can they set this to a two-score lead on this drive? They need to. Going to run out of time in this game as the clock has been moving quickly. Both teams run the football. As you said early on, possession's limited, probably definitely in the second half here.
To the top of the screen, the near side comes Hageman. Morton is in the backfield, and Smith wants to pass. Drops three steps, looks over the middle, and it's a drop, but a tight pass in traffic, trying to thread the needle. Really nice pass to Brenner Lowe, as Holton had pretty good coverage. He almost held on to it there in the middle of the field. It was a tight window. Completion will be second and 10 from the Holton 39.
Both the wideouts to the right and to the left were running fly routes, and then they ran both tight ends right down the seams, right down the hash marks. That was a pretty good pass and almost a big play for Hiawatha. Ball jarred loose just at the last second. Would have been a gain of maybe 20 to 25 yards.
Down and now 10 yards to go. Hiawatha bringing Aaron Yang, sophomore, in. The play goes to the quarterback around the right side, and not much there. Good pursuit by the blue jerseys. Chased down by Gale Wilson and Warner, as all three of those guys in pursuit and able to get to the quarterback, Carson Henry, really before he turned upfield. Maybe a gain of one. It's third down and long here for the Hawks.
Nice job by Corbin Wilson, especially the corner, coming up and taking on the block, shedding the block, helping make that tackle. And you mentioned it, Gale coming up from the safety position, and Grant Warner, the impressive sophomore defensive end in pursuit as well.
It has to be four down territory for Hiawatha, so you have to think we got two plays to get 9 yards, right? Don't need all nine here on this one, but you need something positive. Keep moving it in Holton territory. A drop back to pass, looking to the left. Now airing it out deep. He's got a man open, and at the 10, it's dropped right through the wickets of Michael Jensen. The Holton defensive man on an island, Andrew Shoup over there, he was motioning incomplete. But Shoup was burnt, especially early on. That Hiawatha receiver, Jensen, 3, 4, 5 yards downfield ahead of him. But Jensen just dropped that pass.
That was a tremendous throw by Carson Henry, and he knew it as he put his hands on his helmet, thought he had maybe a touchdown. Yeah, Michael Jensen is beside himself, wishes he had that one to do over again. Probably has a touchdown if he's able to haul it in. He had beaten his man by a step or two, and it was a great pass, just didn't catch a football.
Three touchdowns this season for Michael Jensen, but now it's fourth down and nine.
Play clock is at 5-4.
Hiawatha will go for it, and they get the play off, and Henry to throw again. He's flushed out of the pocket, running left, wants to try to run for it, but he's hit, and he's going to be stopped. Short of the first down by about 4 yards. Great open field tackle by Caden Gale. Injured in week one, the Holton senior flipped jerseys from 24 to 62, but he's back playing safety tonight. They made that open field stop as Holton's defense is held on down.
Carson Henry tried to do it with his legs, found some running room. That's what he needed to do in that situation. And it was one-on-one with Caden Gale. Caden Gale playing with a cast on that arm. And like you said, wearing 62, has been playing the offensive line, but still playing that safety linebacker position, safety or linebacker position for Holton. Made a tremendous one-on-one tackle in the open field, and Holton forces the turnover on down.
To the fullback, give to the second man, and twisted for a couple yards up to the 36 goes Brody Nichols.
This is something that, you know, as coaches, you don't probably want to think about too much is life without Cale Frazier this year. But when you move Andrew Shoup to the fullback position, you're not only moving somebody that's not Cale Frazier into that spot, but you're also taking Andrew Shoup out of the tailback spot. That's one of your leading rushers. He's been pretty electric running the football.
Holton has the receiver here to the near side, and the option this side is blown up. Tackle made in the backfield. What a play by Gabe Johnson, the Hiawatha senior, with an 8-yard tackle for loss. Frazier had no chance, and we've seen Hiawatha defend that perimeter play much better here in this second half.
Well, and here's the other thing. Cale Frazier is not an offensive lineman. He's a fullback. And right now the offensive line for Holton getting blown up by that defensive front for Hiawatha. There's nowhere to go for the backs, and it's third down and extremely long here.
Back at their own 27-yard line. It was a different formation as they split one of their tight ends out, and they're going to do it again here. Landon Hernandez goes to the top of the screen, and they have the other tight end over that way, so they overload the right side on third and long. It's Alec Frazier with a run, made one man miss. He's chased, made another miss, and tackled after a short gain. Short of the 30-yard line, only about 3 yards on third and 18, and Holton will have to punt for the second time here in the second half.
Trying to mix some things up with formations and going unbalanced, and Iwasa's just having nothing of it. Don't worry about what offensive formation you're in. We're going to come and make a play. The gain of 3 on third and long, they forced the second consecutive punt, and said they should feel alive. They're still not dead. I mean, I know it's a 3-score game, but Holton has done nothing offensively in this quarter.
Formation for Corbin Wilson. Well, that ball rolls to him. Hiawatha couldn't quite get there, and a great punt. Look at that spiral chasing back Jensen to his own 30. At the 35, now coming to the near side. Wants to change direction again, but he slips down at about the 35-yard line as Thane Gross was downfield. Cyphers appears to be on about every special teams play for Holton. That junior's done a good job. Hiawatha, man, potentially dropped a touchdown pass, fumbled it at the 9-yard line. They're sitting here right now thinking, man, this could be 21-14 or something. They'll get back down 21-0, and there's still time to go here, 3:48 in the third quarter.
When you come to Holton and you want to win, you got to make plays. Yep. Jeff West did that 2 weeks ago, and what we thought at the time was an upset win. Hiawatha just hasn't made the plays yet to win a football game.
To the left, handoff to the left. It's Ethan Morton getting the carry and tackled pretty quickly. Drew Keithley on that defensive line pushing, and linebacker Cameron Wheeler up to help on the tackle. Only about a 2-yard gain there for the leading rusher, Ethan Morton.
Up to 73 yards, 12 carries for Ethan Morton tonight.
In his chase to the end zone, a total 5 times this season. He had 4 touchdowns against Oskaloosa and over 200 yards rushing last week. Second down and 8 here. He remains the tailback. Smith under center, fakes the handoff, now has to pitch it back, and an ankle tackle by Grant Warner. What a play by Grant Warner to trip up Sean Gentry for very little gain, maybe a yard on the play.
Yeah, put that one on the highlight reel for Grant Warner, Justin. How many times do you see a defensive end, or in this case, I guess you could call him an outside linebacker, he comes up and he forced the pitch on the quarterback and then made the tackle on the running back, too. That's incredible athleticism, tripped him up with an ankle tackle for no gain.
They're down and 8 here, Hiawatha, from their own 37-yard line. Clock rolling down under 2:40 left here in this third quarter. Same score as we had at intermission. It's still 21-0. Jensen goes to the top of the screen on the left. Motion that way as well. Here's the quick pitch. We got 3 penalty flags all flying at the same time because it's a false start, and things got more difficult for Hiawatha now on third down. This will cost them 5 yards, and it'll need about 12 now to move the chains. Almost 13 yards to go. Penalties, handful of them for each here tonight. Only 1 turnover in this game, and that was Hiawatha driving to try to tie it at 7-7, fumbled inside the 10.
Justin, I do see Cale Frazier down here at the 38-yard line. He's got his helmet, shoulder pads on, and he's signaling to the defense some hand signals, so
engaged with what's going on, and that's good to see.
Henry looking at the pass, chasing it around, and now going to try to run. Van Gross can't get him. Keithley can't get him. First down. He's at the 50-yard line and then hit from behind. A huge conversion on 3rd and 13. As Carson Henry running away from blue jerseys, a big conversion to the Wildcat 46-yard line.
Talked about his athleticism early on, and this time he is able to escape the pocket and find running room. He gets up the field 22 yards. And they needed that so badly, Justin. 3rd and long, they keep the drive alive. Need points badly to the Redhawks on this drive.
Under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Awafta on the move again, down 3 scores. They'll hand it off right side, and hit is Gus Smith. They're getting a couple yards. Inside the 45-yard line goes Smith. Second down and 8. Both teams have had 2 possessions here in this second half. This is Hiawatha's second possession. Again, they stay on the ground. Ethan Morton wiggling his way down inside the 40. A good run there, about 6 yards for Ethan Morton. Listed down by Andrew Shoup and Caleb McCrory. They're down in yards to go.
Flying by. It's almost the end of the third quarter. It's after 8:30.
Boss hustling back from Hanover for the scoreboard show.
Yeah. 3 pass attempts for Hiawatha, just 1 for Holton.
3rd down and 3. And the quarterback wants to run again, cuts it up early, and broke a tackle to lean forward and maybe get a 1st down.
Got it.
I did at the 36-yard line. Good second effort there by Carson Henry, as originally I think it was Eli Hines that had kind of met him in the backfield, but he kind of slipped off of Hines, who's a little bit gimpy out there on the field right now. Eli Hines may have to come out. He's limping. And meanwhile, Hiawatha's got a 1st down at the Holton 36.
Something to watch, too. That's the center for Holton, the snapper, their offensive side of the ball. I said 3 passes for Hiawatha. I corrected their 5 pass attempts for Hiawatha. It's 3 in the first half. They've thrown the ball twice here in the second half. So just 5 and just 1 for Holton.
Quarterback Carson Henry has converted a 3rd and 13 and a 3rd and 3 there with his legs. Now he's going to run it again, trying to pitch, but he can't because Eli Hines says, I'm not going off the field. My foot just fine. That's a tackle for a 4-yard loss by the junior Hines.
Hines had a tackle just like that on the first drive of the game that forced a punt to shoot the gap and takes the quarterback out on the option play, and that'll be the last play of the third quarter. Holton still up by 3 scores. No points scored in that third quarter by either team. Still 21-0 Wildcats going to the fourth.
We head to a 1-minute timeout with 1 quarter to go. It's Holton leading Hiawatha 21-0 in week 7 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On to the fourth quarter we go. Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking with you. Seth Tollefson, Logan Peterson, Macy Will on the Holton and Hiawatha channels in KNZA tonight. And movement up front. It was already going to be 2nd down and 14, and now it's going to be 2nd and 19. As a great play by Eli Hines ended that third quarter. Clock really hardly stopped. Neither team used a timeout. Neither team scored in that third quarter. Now here in the fourth, some of the Hiawatha players were looking over to the fans, their cheering section, saying, come on, get loud, we need you, a little energy here. Penalty's not going to help them, as now it's 2nd and long at the Holton 45.
6 penalties for 45 yards now against Hiawatha. Holton has 5 penalties for 35 yards. So neither team with a ton of penalties, but that one does definitely set Hiawatha back for 3rd and long play here.
Christian Henry under center, motion to the near side. Henry wants to pass. He's got pressure from Warner. Threw it a little quick and underthrew it. It skipped to Ethan Morton, who's saying he caught it. Tried to plead his case, but it's Grant Warner making another play, applying pressure to the quarterback and forcing Henry to throw that one before he was ready.
Again, the sophomore Grant Warner into the kitchen of the quarterback. And the thing about Grant Warner, I don't know that you look at Grant Warner and say, that's a sprinter. But, man, he's got a burst. His first two or three steps, it feels like he does a nice job getting into the backfield. Delivered a hit on the quarterback there.
Third and 19, Hiawatha needs a play. Down 21-0 early here in the fourth quarter. Canucks 2-4 on the season. Big district game here tonight. On third and long, they have receivers each way, motion, and now a little reverse play, and a double reverse play, and it's Michael Jensen trying to run right, but he's gobbled up. Tackle by Grant Warner. Again on another play, and this is going to be a tackle for a one-yard loss. So it's fourth and 20. Grant Warner did not go for the fakes. On the double reverse, Hiawatha loses 1 yard.
That was the trick plays you're wanting to try to take advantage of, over-pursuing defenses and see if you can catch them. You know, playing on skates, if you will, and that one just took a while to develop, and Holton really never went anywhere. They just kind of waited for it to come back to them and made the tackle right at the line of scrimmage.
Problem is, if you punt this one, you know, you may only gain 20 or so yards, so they're going to go for it.
Yeah, down three scores, you have to.
This side of the field is okay, but they need 20 yards to move the sticks, and we got a timeout. Hiawatha called a timeout. Coach Wyatt Drew saw something he didn't like there on the far sideline, so they're going to talk about this before the fourth and long play. We'll take the break. 11-11 left to go in the contest. Holton's still up 21-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Luke Mike Tanking back with you. Seth Collison, Logan Peterson, Macy Will on the broadcast tonight. Hiawatha used their first time out of the second half. Down 21-0, trying to figure out something that would work here on a 4th and 20. They got to get this football inside the 27-yard line of Holton.
Well, you probably just throw it deep and see what happens. A lot of plays in the playbook for 4th and 20.
Beavers left, Henry under center. Holton has been getting some pressure. This time he has all day, throws it. Jensen caught it, but short of the first down. No, maybe not.
He might have it.
He came down at about the 25, which would be a first down. He needed to get to the 26. And it is a first down. What a catch. Jensen goes up and hauls it in on 4th and 20. It's a gain of 21.
Yeah, if you're Holton, you're trying to keep him in front of you and jar the ball loose. The problem is the receiver got all the way to the line to gain, and a tremendous pass by Carson Henry to Michael Jensen, who went up and caught the ball, absorbed the contact, and got the first down.
11th play of this Hiawatha drive, and it's a give to Ethan Morton. Finds some room between the tackles. Spun down inside the 15. He gets to the 13 as Hiawatha's in the red zone for the second time tonight. Red zone, sponsored by the Sarah Fox team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. Sarah Fox with Stone and Story Real Estate, our red zone sponsor. The Hiawatha player that is banged up, although it looks like maybe just some leg cramps are stretching out on one of the Red Hawks.
Well, you look at the score and you look at the time. Still almost 11 minutes left, and Holton has done nothing offensively. And I say Holton's done nothing offensively in this half, Justin. Holton had 302 yards rushing in the first half. In the second half, nine. 9 yards rushing.
Two possessions. One first down in the
Yeah, so if you're Hiawatha, you're thinking, punch this in. It's a two-score game. Anything can happen. A quick stop, and all of a sudden you've got the momentum, and you got your opponent on their heels a little bit. Got to punch it in. We've been saying that all night. Been able to move the ball at times. They just haven't been able to come away with the points.
Moved it across midfield three or four times. This is their second trip in the red zone. Over 10.5 minutes still remaining. We're in the fourth quarter. Hustling to the line, the Redhawks, Carson Henry. That might be a busted play. Went to hand off, nobody there. He keeps it and makes something out of nothing, getting positive yards as he's inside the 10.
gaining almost five there on what appeared to maybe be a busted play, unless it was a design run, but he kind of held it for a second like he was going to hand it off. Nobody there. Good job taking off and getting five.
Yeah, definitely stuck the ball out like he was looking for somebody, and nobody there. Tucked it. Five-yard gain. Pretty good heady play there by the quarterback.
12th play of the drive. This is the handoff to Smith. The big pile that's being pushed around. The play will be blown dead at about the six-yard line. A gain of about three more there for Hiawatha. It was Smith that had the fumble in the end zone very early in this game when Hiawatha was driving to Hyatt at one score apiece. Third and two, and what we know is four down territory here for the Redhawks. We're back to getting a pretty good push up front right now on the line.
Yeah, gain of 5 yards on the first down play and 4 yards there, and that was just a pile moving forward all the way down to a third and one now.
Watto started the second drive of the half at their own 30. It's a 13-play drive on this snap, which is third and two from the five, and a flag and a false start. And some untimely penalties has certainly hurt the Redhawks. This one will cost them in the red zone.
Right guard flinched a little bit there on that play.
Get a first down inside the five without scoring. Again, four down territory, but their penalty make things just a little bit tougher and run some more time off this fourth quarter clock. Play clock reset, and the game clock moves again after the five-yard penalty. Receivers to the left and the right. Arson Henry has a running back in Morton behind him, and he hands it off on a little reverse. Coming left side, it's Smith, making a man miss at the 10. He's to the 5, shed another tackler, and into the end zone, touchdown! Just dismissing would-be tacklers, pushing him off. Gus Smith with the first Redhawk score.
Pretty creative design there. Is just a little in-around play, and Smith, who's had some carries, but they've all been between the tackles, this time got to get to the outside and was able to make one of Holton's best in-space tacklers miss. Andrew Shoup, the corner, just missed him at the 5-yard line, and Gus Smith goes into the end zone for a touchdown. Hiawatha is on the board.
13-play, 70-yard drive. Now Leighton Moore for the PAT. Low snap, it's on the ground, picked up by Moore. He wants to pass it, but he's hit as he threw. He had a man open in the end zone, but it looks like Holton had somebody there to deflect it. So it's still a two-score game, but it's 21-6 with 9:06 left to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll step away, back for the Red Hawk kick in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here in the fourth quarter. We've got a ball game. 9:06 remaining. Holton 21 and Hiawatha 6. Talked about the Redhawks coming close and maybe putting 2-3 quarters together, but not quite four with a tight loss by a couple scores to Sabetha. A tight 5-point loss to Jeff West. Game in which they led in the second half late against Royal Valley. Led in the first half and dominated that game. And now an onside kick that takes a high hop, and Holton is able to recover. Pretty good onside kick, but Holton read it well. And at the 46-yard line, that is 55, Eli Hines on the onside kick recovery for Holton.
Not the high hop. It just happened to go right to Eli Hines. He was able to corral the football, and Holton gets good field position, but I said earlier Justin Holton has 9 yards this half. That's actually incorrect. They have 9 carries. They have 1 yard. 1 yard of offense. So 117 yards of offense for Hiawatha here in the second half and only 1 net yard for Holton. So Redhawks have dominated since the halftime break.
Get the football in good field position here after the onside attempt from their own 46. Give to the new fullback. That's Andrew Shoup trying to get tough yards. He gets about 4 of them up to the 49. That touchdown run for Gus Smith was 11 yards for Hiawatha, and it was really a great play, but it was right after they had gotten a 5-yard penalty. Hiawatha on the board as now their defense looks to keep making plays. Clock will keep moving here as we head towards 8.5 minutes remaining in week number 7.
Full tight wishbone set. Again, no Kel Frazier here for Holton. Left this game and has not returned since early in the second quarter. Alec Frazier, the twin brother, will hand it off to Corbin Wilson, and he only gets a few yards. He gets across the 50, down to about the 48. Wilson was tackled by Lane Kessler, and it'll be third down, and got an official timeout. Oh, flag. Must have been way, way late, right where the tackle was made, right where the ball kind of spotted. I didn't see it come in.
We'll discuss this one, and we'll see what our white hat Josh Tanking has to say. Talked about it earlier. This is one of the youngest officiating crews in the state. Josh, won't give Josh his age, but he's got four early 20-somethings out there with it. That ball unsportsmanlike conduct against Holton, and so the down will count. Play will count. Then 15 yards back against the Wildcat.
It may be the youngest crew, but Josh Tanking is one of the most respected veteran referees in the area. He's got a lot of young guys around it.
And I'll be honest with you, I think their mechanics have been solid tonight. Take away the inadvertent whistle, which does happen. They've been hustling. They've spotted the balls. They've nice job tonight.
Well, third and 18 here after the 15-yard penalty against Holton. Did anybody come off the field? That's how you can usually tell who the penalty was on, but it was something after the play. Somebody said something. Third and long here. Clock running. We're under eight to go. Holton up by two scores. Give to the second man through Wilson and takes the pile up to about the 42. It's about 4 yards, but it's going to be fourth down as Corbin Wilson was tackled by Diller that time. He's also had a good game defensively. Hiawatha takes the timeout. Yep. That's their second timeout of the half, so they're only going to have one timeout remaining.
But this is smart because you're getting the ball back. This is a definite punt situation, so you've just saved 40 seconds of clock time guaranteed by taking this timeout. And when you're down two scores, you're going to need all those seconds to try to come back.
That's the first time that they've forced Holton, actually second time, they just forced back-to-back three and out. Holton has one first down in the second half, came on their first possession. Holton going punt, punt, punt here in the second half.
Out 12 yards.
12 yards. And without 12. Number 22, senior fullback Kale Frazier.
More importantly, though, again, I can't reiterate enough what Hiawatha's done on the defensive front. This is like watching the Jeff West-Holton game all over again, where Holton just can't get anything going between the tackles.
Up formation, Corbin Wilson back deep. Michael Jensen has had a couple nice kick returns. Nearly had a touchdown reception. See if he gets a chance at this one as he backs up close to his own 20-yard line. Holton leading 21-6, fourth quarter, 7:41 to play in it. Here comes the Hiawatha rush. Wilson gets the punt away. Not good. Shanked it to the near sideline off the side of his foot. It won't be returned, and it takes a Hiawatha bounce. That bounced at the 37 or 8 to the 42.
So 16-yard punt.
16 yards on the punt. And Hiawatha keeps the momentum on their side. Their offense takes the field here, still with plenty of time. One timeout in their pocket. They're at their own 42-yard line.
There's a lot of game left. This game is dangerously close to getting very interesting if Hiawatha can get a quick score here. If you're a Holton fan, do you feel confident enough that your offense can keep Hiawatha's offense off the field if you get it back in a one-score game? Those are the questions you'll be asking here pretty quick if Hiawatha gets a quick touchdown.
And Morton running right. He had two receivers and a motion man that way, but he's tackled after a short gain of about 1 yard. Good job by Corbin Wilson, and also helping read that play was Grant Warner. Been a monster tonight for the Holton defense. Here's the one thing about the Holton defense is that they haven't given up the big play, really. They haven't given up the huge play. It took Hiawatha 13 plays to go on their last scoring drive, so to this point, Holton defense hasn't given up that big one. Second down and 9 here for Hiawatha. Motion to the near side, give up the middle. This is Morton fighting room at the 50, and he kind of slipped down. He's a yard short of the first down. Kind of slipped there in front of Caleb McCrory. It'll be third down and 1 as the Redhawks need to hustle every opportunity they can.
That's just it. They've got to hustle, and they're still huddling up, but they're down two scores, and they've got to play like they're down two scores.
Taking a lot of time. Go under 6.5 minutes remaining here in this contest.
You're exactly right. The reason being they haven't had that big play threat. The biggest play they have tonight is 22 yards.
Quarterback runs straight ahead. First down, it'll stop the clock as Henry takes it for about 3 yards, converting on third down and 1. So the clock will stop the chain game to get reset. Watha will try to find a little more urgency here as potential playoff fate for these teams riding with the outcome of this contest here in week number 7.
Taking quite a while, 20 seconds on the play clock, so 20 seconds in between plays is a lot if you're trying to get into the end zone quickly.
Down from the Holton 47, option play. Henry wants to keep it, now gets upfield, and a good gain. Wrapped up by Caden Gale, but all the way to the 38. That's about a gain of 8 for the quarterback, Carson Henry, on first down. Third at 3rd and 1, takes that one for 8 yards. Again, time becoming a factor. They started this drive with 7.5 minutes, so they've already taken 2 minutes off the clock to move it about 20 yards. Second and short here, receivers left and right. Faking motion is low, and a give, and a first down carry down to the 32. That might be the first carry. Oh, it's Morton, excuse me. I thought it was 26.
I did too.
It was 26. Okay. Yeah. Carry there for Yang, Aaron Yang, sophomore for the first time tonight, getting it. Hiawatha will have another first down snap here. They make it on midfield for the 5th time tonight, but just 6 points on the board. This time Henry drops back to pass. That's in the pocket. Here's it out deep. He's looking for Jensen, covered one-on-one, and Andrew Shoup covered him too well as there was contact, and Shoup was all over Michael Jensen. This is going to be a defensive pass interference call against the Wildcats.
Sometimes you can get away with putting your hands on the receiver. Sometimes you can get away with not turning to find the football. Very rarely going to get away with both of those on the same play. And that's exactly what happened right there. This will be a half the distance to the goal. No, 15-yard penalty, rather. Sorry, they're outside the 30. So 15 yards and a first down for Hiawatha.
In the red zone are the Red Hawks, sponsored by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate. Getting you closer to your dream home, contact Sarah Fox and her team with Stone and Story Real Estate. First down and 10, Hiawatha now from the 17-yard line. Under center's Carson Henry. He's had a great game. He will keep it and slip down. It's going to be a loss. And now how quickly can Hiawatha go? They have just one timeout remaining. We've seen a few players slip tonight on this grass. Henry just lost 2 yards.
Definitely seeing the effects of the rain shower that we had this afternoon. It was not a ton of rain, but it did come down heavy for just a little while, and this field has definitely been the culprit a few times, the players to slip down. Hiawatha taking just too long. The clock is running here. It's under 15 seconds on the play clock.
Yep, over 25 seconds, almost 30 seconds to get this next play off. Second down and long. They give it to Morton between the tackles. Tried to wiggle, but not much there. Big pile. Hiawatha holding on to their final timeout for now. It'll be 3rd down and 11, as Morton didn't gain much there.
Don't need to use the timeout, but they've got to move quicker. At this point, you're
getting two plays called at a time, right?
Well,
or do you have to call something from the line?
Something from the line of scrimmage. The problem is, if you score here, you're going to be depending on an onside kick recovery. That's not what you want.
3rd down and 11 yards to go. Henry on the reverse carry to Smith. That's the play they scored the touchdown on, but this time Gus is tackled at the 15. It's a gain of 3, and now it's 4th down, and this game for Hiawatha might be riding on this next play. Coach Giroux looking to the sideline, going to change some personnel and send in a play on 4th down and still 8 yards to go here in the Sarah Fox Stone and Story Real Estate Red Zone.
Comes down to this play. Give credit to Holton on the last 3 plays. 1st down, 2nd down, 3rd down. Tackles at or near the line of scrimmage. Forcing an uncomfortable 4th down coming up. Game on the line for Hiawatha on this play.
Holton defense can maybe win it here. Motion to the right. Looking to pass. Henry now flushed by Grant Warner. He throws short and incomplete. The Holton defense is held, and it's Grant Warner that again gets after the quarterback as Henry not really set when he threw it. Now Holton will try to milk it out. Up 2 scores still with 3:23 to go.
Hiawatha had to have that conversion, Justin. You look at the clock now, and even though Holton has done nothing offensively in this half, even though they're deep in their own end zone, their own territory, it doesn't really matter when Hiawatha's only got one timeout left. He doesn't need any more points. They just need to hold on to the football, and they're in great shape with a 2-score lead and only 3:23 left in this one.
Looking for a 24th straight win in this series against the Red Hawks, who will both be in the same district again in Class 3A next year, along with Jeff West, Atchison, and Nemaha Central. Up to 3A go the Thunder. Here's the give straight ahead for the Wildcats. Play stuffed at the line of scrimmage as Kessler and Henry are there. It's a gain of just 1 yard. When will Hiawatha use their one timeout remaining? Holton leads by 15, and they'll have 2nd and 9 coming up.
Hiawatha, you probably run the 2nd down play and then use it after the 3rd down play before the punt, I suppose. It's
save that timeout. Forbes got to get the stop here on this play. Fox, the friend, ally of Holton. They'll take their time getting out of the huddle. They'll take their time snapping the football and use every second of this play clock, which is played clearly in the end zone.
Flick Frazier is their quarterback. Had a good first half running. Nobody's been able to get anything going for the Holton offense in the second half. Here's another handoff and a gain of about three up to the 20-yard line to bring up third down. I don't think either of these teams disappointed that Hayden's not going to be on their schedule and in the district the next 2 years. What do you think about Holton Hiawatha, Jeff West, but then Nemaha Central and Atchison? Nemaha moves up to 3A. Atchison moves down to 3A. That's an interesting district the next 2 years.
It really is, and we were talking about this, you and I were, this week when Holton's schedule came out, and you look at that schedule and you're like, man, where's the easy win? It's hard to find. I mean, there's a lot of competitive football appears the next couple of years on the schedule as a whole, but especially the district, very balanced, I think.
Third down here, and still about 6 yards to go for Holton. Under 2 minutes remaining. It's a counter play. The ball's fumbled, and it's loose. Hiawatha says they've got it at the 23-yard line. The officials come in and confer. It looks like Diller on the fumble recovery, and there's still a pulse for the Redhawks.
Exactly what they needed. All Holton had to do was hang on to the football. Then even if you got to punt it away, so be it. But a fumble there. Corbin Wilson coughs it up, and Hiawatha gets the ball at the 23-yard line. Now they're right back really where they were just at. They've got to have a quick touchdown. They're going to need an onside kick, but they're not dead yet.
To the top and bottom. Motion this way. Henry wants to pass again. Here comes Warner off the edge. He dove and missed. Pass through the hands of Jensen, who was open because Corbin Wilson about 8 yards behind him. As Jensen trying to come back, catch that, get out of bounds, he would have had a first down. Credit Grant Warner again for pressuring the QB.
Corbin Wilson slipped down over there on the far side in coverage, so it was a wide open receiver. Pass was just a little bit high from Carson Henry. Now to the reach of the receiver.
Second down and still 10 yards to go. The clock's at a minute 45 here in the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter slowed down, certainly. Both teams getting a couple possessions here in the fourth quarter. It's the fourth Hiawatha drive of the second half. Henry on the option, wanting to keep it, chased by Warner, and he spins away from him and gets inside the 20, then took a big shot at about the 18. It's a gain of four, maybe five, for Henry. Cameron Wheeler, took him down. Third down play, but it's four down territory.
Hawkins running, and Hiawatha still huddling up. Under a minute and a half left in the game.
Third down, Henry still under center. Twin receivers left, motion to the left. Henry flips it to the left, trying to follow the block. It's Ethan Morton, made a jersey tackle, missed. He takes it to the 10. That's a first down. The clock will stop at a minute and 13 seconds. And it'll be goal to go here. It's just outside the 10, but all but goal to go from the 11. Big conversion there on third down and six as they overloaded the near side.
Ethan Morton over 100 yards rushing tonight, 18 carries and 109 yards for the running back.
Pass play for Henry, rolling out right, looking into the end zone, trying to find a receiver, now throws underneath. It's caught and out of bounds inside the 2. That pass is completed to Brenner Lowe. Low on the reception, and it's short of the first down and the touchdown, apparently, although the officials now stop the clock. This is an official's timeout. I think they're making sure of the spot because they can get a first down at the 1, but I think the ball's at about the 2, right?
They're going to get a spot, and they'll bring the chains in about a foot off the sideline to measure it. Definitely out of bounds, so the clock stopped either way. Who is going to measure it just to be sure that it's not a first down? It's either going to be second and about a foot from the 1 yard line or first and goal from the 1 yard line.
Way, great spot for Hiawatha, but we're in the final minute of the half. They are short of the first down. Finals tonight, Sabetha beat Oskaloosa 42-0. Centralia beat Troy 16-0. Hanover still up 18-6 over Axtell. And all those scoring updates courtesy of Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have used today? Second down. All but goal to go. It's going to be pretty hard to pick up a first down here without getting end zone. Hiawatha trying to make it a one-score game. They'll need at least an extra point or two-point conversion, though, to officially do that. If they just get to 12, it's not going to help them. Hustling to the line. Carson Henry dropped the football.
And I think he was down. They said his knee was down. Hiawatha has one timeout left. And not going to use it.
The spot matters because it could be close to a first down even though he fumbled it. Where's the spot? They're going to probably have to stop the clock to measure, maybe.
Third down and one. Nope. Hiawatha back on the football. Third and one. Quarterback sneak again. Henry pushes this time and is in. Touchdown, Carson Henry. Hiawatha scores to make it a 9-point game.
1 yard run on the touchdown quarterback sneak. 46 seconds left, but again, you're right, this 2-point conversion really, really important coming up. Is there a flag on the play? We got discussion here with the officials. Oh, helmet came off. There we go. Carson Henry, the quarterback, his helmet came off on the play, so he's going to have to go out for a play.
So if they kick this, it's at least a 1-score game.
That's right, yeah. So you kick it, it cuts it to 8. Got to make it. Becomes a huge extra point.
46 seconds left to go in the game. Holton had fumbled it. The turnover is even at 1 apiece. So this Hiawatha drive started in Holton territory inside the 40. They're able to score in 6-7 different plays. Here's the extra point. It's a big one, and it is good inside the left upright. 21-13, so it's an 8-point game. We've got an onside kick coming up for the second time tonight. We'll have it after this 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to Holton High School, Week 7, District Big East Football. Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking with you. And it's an 8-point game, and we feel like a broken record, but talked about it at halftime and throughout with nausea during this broadcast. Now how big is Hiawatha fumbling at the 9-yard line and Holton running the next play 91 yards for a touchdown? That was a turning play in the first half. Turnovers are now even. Hiawatha able to score in the red zone. Now need an onside kick recovery.
What a weird game, right? Look at this. And it's one-sided in one half and one-sided in the other, except it flipped. I remember a game like this. Crazy. Big onside kick coming here.
Second time. The first one they didn't recover. The first, second one here, taking a hop, hit multiple players, and it looks like Holton has recovered.
That is two tremendous onside kicks.
Yeah.
Scene where the ball was bouncing high, and it was there to be grabbed. Holton able to get it. Hiawatha had a chance.
Now you talk about a tale of two halves and how crazy that is. And our studio producer, Seth Tolleson's over here like, I've seen this every game this year. I don't know where you've been, but this is kind of how it's been for Hiawatha, according to Seth. He runs the Hiawatha channel. And now Holton can basically take two knees, and this game will be over, and they'll have a victory. I don't know how great they feel about it. The district game in which, I guess, points technically won't matter now because Holton will have the head-to-head over both Perry and Hiawatha. So it's just a playoff game next week. Perry and Hiawatha, winner in the playoffs, loser as a game for pride in week 9.
Be a knee here. Alex Frazier will go to a knee
one more time, and that'll wrap it up.
He's going to try to run the ball, obviously. They fumbled the last time. Go down to a knee, and one more will do it.
Second half possessions, I have Holton with one first down. They went punt, 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 punt. How many yards did they have in the second half? 15 or so?
Here's the deal. After this, they're going to take one more knee and lose two more yards. So they've lost 4 yards on these two, technically. Holton's going to finish the second half, Justin, with 15 yards of offense.
15 yards
on 17 rushing attempts. Less than a yard per.
One more kneel down, but Holton fans will celebrate the victory. Final score tonight will be 21-13. Holton's in the postseason for a 28th straight year, but they'll be on the road. Holton finishes third in the district behind Jeff West and Hayden. They'll be at Leavenworth next week and then on the road in the playoffs in week number 9. Holton defeats Hiawatha for the 24th straight meeting, and Hiawatha gave him a battle, a heck of a second half for sure, but the Wildcats hold on to win it by 8. Our postgame coming up, some final scores, recap, Tank will check all the final statistics, plus our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. It's all ahead before the scoreboard show later tonight, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
I'm Dr. Jimenez, and I want to take a moment to talk to you about breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a time to remind everyone that early detection saves lives. Breast cancer is one of the most common cancers among women, but with regular screenings, like mammograms, we can catch it early when it's most treatable. If you're 40 or older, or if you have a family history of breast cancer, talk to your doctor about when to get started screening. Here at Holton Community Hospital, we're proud to offer a range of breast cancer services, all available close to home. Whether it's screening, diagnosis, or treatment, our dedicated team is here to support you every step of the way.
Kansas Insurance Group in Sabetha is affiliated with Kansas Insurance and their many locations throughout the state. This gives them the volume necessary to attract insurance markets that help you, the customer, in coverage and price. Plus, they're locally owned and invested in Northeast Kansas. Want to learn more? Stop by 621 Main in Sabetha or give them a call, 785-284-7611.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're on the Be Outdoors Real Estate Show, wrapping up a 21-13 Holton victory over Hiawatha here tonight. We shout out to some of our other channel sponsors with the live simulcast on the Holton and Hiawatha channels tonight. They include the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha, also Edward Jones, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha, the Hiawatha Tire and Lube, McDonald's in Hiawatha, also TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care, Howard Speed as well. Other Holton channel sponsors throughout the year include the Pines of Holton, also the Farmers State Bank in Holton, Carol's Cafe on Highway 75, Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine, also Lover Brothers Body Shop, Marketing Concepts, and Cecil K's Hometown Market. A lot to dissect in this game, as it turns out. And I don't know if Holton ever truly felt like they were in a position to lose this game tonight, or like they had the pressure of the backs against the wall. But, man, Hiawatha certainly made it close. Hiawatha dominated the second half of this game. Certainly left Holton with a few things to think about when the dust all settles here tonight. But the turnover for Hiawatha, what could have been a touchdown in a 7-7 tie. Next play, 91-yard touchdown run by Cale Frazier instead of 7-7 tie. It was Holton up 13-0. The Wildcats will lead 21-0 at halftime. But when Holton only picked up one first down and had 15 total yards of offense on their four drives in the second half. Hiawatha scored both the touchdowns on two of the last three possessions of the game, and they earned those. That was a 13-play, 70-yard touchdown drive. And then after recovering a Holton fumble with the turnovers even at one, in the final couple minutes, they scored seven plays later on a two-yard touchdown by Carson Henry. So Henry and Gus Smith had the rushing touchdowns for Hiawatha. Andrew Shoup, Kel Frazier, and Corbin Wilson had the touchdowns for Holton. Of course, Holton fans will also look to, you know, playing without their tackler, the commander of their defense, and their fullback, Cale Frazier, did not play the final three quarters of this game. But for Hiawatha, I think it school a game to where, you know, they gained some confidence. And Hiawatha's record is now 2-5. But the way they played Sebastian, the way they played Jeff West, you know, even leading Royal Valley, and the way they played here against Colton tonight, you know, plus the wins against Marysville and Oskaloosa, I mean, you can see the strides this program has played. This is the closest game between Holton and Hiawatha since 2013. The only time they've had a one-score game in the last 12 years. And there was certainly opportunities there for the Redhawks tonight. They're 2-5, and they'll have to fight for a playoff spot, but they do get a home game against Prairie LeCompton next week. Holton's district is done. We know they're third in the district. They'll be on the road in week 9 against a district runner-up. Holton next week will have a non-league, non-district game at Leavenworth. He was 5-1 going into tonight. So thank you. Talked about it. Kind of a tale of two halves. Holton catching the break and taking advantage of it in the first half to be in kind of control. But credit to the Hiawatha team for fighting back the way they did and making a game of it late. Two onside kick recoveries. Both onside kicks were really good by late in one. I feel like that's something maybe he's worked on a bit. But Holton able to recover both of them and hold off for the win.
I'm trying to remember a game that I've seen like that. I know Seth has been here with me. We've seen a lot of Hiawatha play two good quarters, but if you see a game where Holton is on the verge of running this thing, running away with this thing, I mean, rushing for over 300 yards and a half and leading 21-0, just dominating every phase of the game, winning the turnover battle, everything, and then all of a sudden it was like two different teams took the lead in the second half. And same team that rushed for over 300 yards in the first half rushed for 15 yards in the second half. I don't know how you explain that. I know that without Phil Frazier, that's your fullback, but hard to wrap your head around how that happens. And just tip your hat to Hiawatha with what they did in the trenches. They obviously dominated and gave Holton nowhere to run the football. And then Hiawatha was able to actually capitalize and punch a couple of them in the end zone. And I think, again, like you just said, Hiawatha, you're sitting here shaking your head thinking, what if? Because they actually dominated the second half of that football.
The only one more timeout here on the postgame show, which is presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate as Be Outdoors, our postgame show sponsor. Think we'll check the final statistics from the Optimized Tax Management Group. We'll pick our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. That's all coming up next as we wrap up the Week 7 broadcast here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus?
So.
Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years by J.D. Power.
See how much you can save by visiting local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
It takes more than good weather to grow a successful agribusiness. It takes hard work, experience, and the right equipment. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. We can help you every step of the way with our agricultural loans. From lines of credit to machinery loans, our rates are competitive, our terms are flexible, and our experienced lenders understand your unique needs. We have been working with local families for generations, and we are ready to help you. Call or come in today and visit with Luke, Dell, or Randy, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back one final time as we get set to wrap up the broadcast here tonight. Defeating Hiawatha 21-13. Custom banking with you, Seth Tollefson as well. Standing by, Jake and Boss for the Community National Bank Local High School Football Scoreboard Show. So much to dissect and discuss. Stay tuned for that as we wrap up our business here tonight. Holton never trailed in the contest, but up 21-0 at halftime and feeling pretty good. Hang on for dear life. Recovered two onside kicks in the fourth quarter. Bond to beat Hiawatha 21-13. Quick shout out to some of the other Holton and Hiawatha channel sponsors that we haven't mentioned during the broadcast tonight. That includes Kellerman Real Estate, Mark Ashelman Construction of Holton, also Bell Plumbing, and Jets Makers Feed and Farm Supply, Dr. Stephanie with Complete Chiropractic Care Center, and BMP Propane and Naughty Pine Oil Company of Holton. The Hiawatha channel sponsors Howard C. Maximum Insurance, also Ag Partners Cooperative, Rainbow Communications, Carl's Body Shop. Other Hiawatha Channel sponsors include Jade Millwrights, Waddell & Reed Financial Advisors, Dana Winters, the Hiawatha Booster Club, New China, Knoll Boy Construction, and Vintage Park in Hiawatha, sponsors of the Hiawatha Channel all year long. Big-time matchup. Basically, the playoffs start next week as Holton will host Harry LeCompton on the Hiawatha Channel for a right to get in to the playoffs. Other Holton Channel sponsors include Roofs by Brian in Silver Lake, Catherine's Farms, also Giant Communications, Heather Schrick, Attorney at Law, Grassroots Lawn Care, and Medical Pharmacy. Well, here on the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show, it's time to check tonight's final statistics, and those are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services, their new location on North Highway 75 in Holton with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. So statistics were lopsided in favor of Holton big time in the first half. Obviously, lopsided stats in favor of Hiawatha big time in the second half. See him on your screen on the Holton and Hiawatha channels. And Tank now has the final statistics that end up pretty even, I guess, with a tale of two halves, with both teams having success in each half here for the Red Hawks and Wildcats tonight.
Yeah, no doubt, Justin, as we finish the stats up like this, Holton finishes the ballgame with 9 first downs. They had 317 yards rushing on 45 rushing attempts, averaging 7 yards per carry. They were 0-for-1 passing the football, so Holton had 317 total yards of offense. Holton turned the football over one time tonight. That was a fumble, and they had 7 penalties for 65 yards. Individually, the Holton Wildcats were led on the ground by Cale Frazier. He had 4 carries for 101 yards and a touchdown run. He left the game, did not play the second half. All those yards came in the first half for Cale Frazier, the fullback. Next game, Corbin Wilson, he had 69 yards on 11 carries. He had a touchdown run. Rody Nickel had 63 yards on 5 carries. Alec Frazier had 45 yards on 13 carries. Andrew Shoup had 39 yards on 12 carries and a touchdown run. Alec Frazier was 0-for-1 passing the football. For Hiawatha, the Redhawks finished the night with 15 first downs. They had 227 yards rushing on 49 rushing attempts, averaging 4.6 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 3 of 10 through the air for 38 yards, so the Redhawks finished the night with 265 total yards of offense. Hiawatha turned the ball over one time tonight. It was a fumble. They had 7 penalties for 50 yards. Individually, Hiawatha was led on the ground by Ethan Morton. Ethan had 18 carries for 109 yards. Carson Henry had 18 carries for 60 yards and a touchdown run. Gus Smith had 8 carries for 53 yards and a touchdown run. Aaron Yang had 1 carry for 6 yards. Ren Hageman, 1 carry for 3 yards. Don Garrity, 2 carries for -3 yards. And Michael Jensen, 1 carry for -1 yards. Passing the football, Carson Henry was 3 of 10 for 38 yards. His three completions go to two different receivers, led by Michael Jensen, who had two catches for 28 yards, and Brenner Lowe had one catch for 10 yards. Your final score tonight, Holton 21, Hiawatha 13. That's your final stats, Justin.
Thanks, Tink. Stats again courtesy of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Not too early. You can start making your tax appointment for next year. Contact Holton Tax Services in Holton and any K-Tax Services, Whiting, and now in Holton as well. We need to pick our player to bank on. That's sponsored by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We're going to cheat and pick two players tonight, one for each team, because we are not only on KNZA, but we were on both the Holton and the Hiawatha channels tonight. I'll turn it to Mr. Tanky to see if you have any thoughts on tonight's players to bank on.
All right, we'll start with Hiawatha, as they were led on the ground tonight by Ethan Morton. He did not find the end zone, but he had 18 carries for 109 yards and really got some big yards and was really a big factor in them moving the sticks, especially in the second half, as he was getting the job done there. And big shout-out, too, to Carson Henry, their quarterback, a really gritty performance in the second half, trying to bring Hiawatha back in this one. But we'll go with Ethan Morton as the player to bank on, as he led the way in rushing yards for Hiawatha tonight. And on the Holton side, this is kind of weird. I don't know if we've ever done this, but there's a player that was injured, did not play the second half. And Cale Frazier finishes with four carries, 101 yards. He had a 91-yard touchdown run, and that came right after a Hiawatha fumble. And Hiawatha was driving, getting ready to maybe tie the game there early in the game and in the first quarter. And then Cale Frazier, the very first play of that drive, goes 91 yards to the house, was injured later on in that first half and did not play the second half. But obviously it was a big part of what was going on for Holton, as they dominated the first half when he was in the game. And the second half was a different story. So we'll go with Cale Frazier as the player to bank on for Holton tonight. Four carries, 101 yards for this.
Well, if you had to identify one or two plays tonight that were the difference in that ball game, I mean, you identified the plays. It's the Hiawatha fumble at the 9-yard line when they're going in to potentially tie this game 7. And then the very next play, which is the 91-yard run by Cale Frazier, didn't play the final three quarters, but a players to bank on, presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company, downtown Hiawatha. Again, Hiawatha at home against Perry on the Hiawatha channel next week. Holton will be at Leavenworth. They play on turf for the first time. Take on a really good Leavenworth team next week. That'll be on the Holton channel at MSCSports.net. We have some great games on radio next Friday to conclude the regular season. How about district title games? Jackson Heights, JCN, on KNZA 103.9, and then Riverside and Centralia district title game on 92.1 as well next week. But all the scores from this week coming up, including longest winning streak of the state that is now history. Jake and Boz will have all the details, recaps, and much more coming up on the Scoreboard Show here. This for Seth Tollefson and our help tonight, Logan Peterson and Macy Will. For my partner, Mike Tanky, and this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Final score tonight, Holton 21, Hiawatha 13. Four straight wins for the Wildcats, who punched their ticket to the postseason for the 28th consecutive year. So long, everybody. Enjoy your weekend.